You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Bill Burr, Joe DeRosa.
Hey, everybody, it's Robert Kelly.
And we're here to tell you that the three of us wrote a book. We wrote a book called Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
The title pretty much says it all. It's filthy, it's funny, and it's available now.
And since we spent 2 years of our lives writing this goddamn thing, we'd really appreciate it if you went out and bought it right now.
Go to Amazon.com or your local bookstore and get a copy of Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity. It'll make you laugh.
Oh, and there's also a bonus. The book also includes a link to watch our short film, which is also called Cheat, that we got into the Tribeca Film Festival. We're really proud of it.
So please, get the book so you can watch the movie, Cheat. The book and the movie, available now.
That's it. No excuses, no nothing. God damn it, help us out. Go buy Cheat.
Cheat.
A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo, dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Okay, we are live right now, you motherfuckers who are listening, on Robert Kelly. It's, what is it, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Are you guys listening on the app, the Riotcast app for iPad and iPhone? Welcome to the live show. We do this once in a while. you know, I kind of fucked it up tonight. Every time we do it, I forget how to do it. I forget until the time we have to do it, and then I remember I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, where plugs go where, yeah. So I have to frantically call Rob Sprance.
This might not be on right now.
No, this is where I think we're going. What I do is Rob will be listening, and he'll let me know via text message. Right. You know, like they have on the buses, via.
Yeah.
He'll let us know if we're. You'll hear this phone go off. That's Whoa. Kelly right now. That's Kelly's. She was out at Radio Shack getting us a fucking cord. So right now we are live. Let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
I'm Mike Cannon.
To my left,
Kurt Metzger.
To his left,
and I'm Joanne Fastuca.
We know her as Fat Kelly's sister from Australia.
She's back.
The one from Who's Welcome Fat? To America. Let me smell your cunt. That was the last episode.
Oh. come on more.
What do you want to drink, Kurt? Right up in that fridge if you want some.
Oh, coffee.
You want coffee? We'll get you a coffee. You want coffee?
Yeah, like iced coffee though.
No, you want iced coffee?
Yeah. No. Oh, hey Kelly.
Hey Kelly. How you doing, sweetie? We already started the show. Just put that, we got it. Put it down.
Kelly's not that
we
fat.
Mickey, she's not fat.
I know, I'm joking.
Sit down. Sit over there, sweetie.
Why do you call her Fat Kelly?
Because she used to be a moose.
Yeah.
She used to be a Robert Kelly, if
moose
you will.
Is like
hey. Oh, why hey. Fucking.
I said save
you
it for the.
Moose save is the best name to call a fucking.
Put your
ugly
headphones
moose.
On. A moose? So you don't cut people off. What'd you say? You're not an ugly moose. You're not ugly. You're just big. I mean, you were big.
Yeah, I've got the shoulders of a Chinese swimmer.
But how?
They're big. What?
I like girl shoulders. If you know.
As opposed to guy shoulders?
Yeah.
Some
definitely Brad Pitt too. Shoulders over her shoulders? Who would you pick?
For what? For purposes of what?
Biting and rubbing and massaging.
Oh, well, I
being
mean.
Held by.
Kelly, you know, for straight reasons, but it is Brad Pitt. You want to have a story to tell people.
So you would fuck Brad Pitt for the story?
I'd rub his shoulders for the story.
But he got no titties.
What'd you say?
But he's got no titties.
I know, that would be part of the story.
I'm out of breath. I'm the worst. I'm such a smoker. I've got to go smoke.
I'm
fucking disgusting.
You're not disgusting. I had you running to Radio Shack because I didn't know what fucking plugs to have. I didn't know how to go live again. we were going live for a reason, by the way.
What is that?
We were supposed to have Vinnie Brand on the show.
Oh, yeah. Save up your lives for that, right?
No, it's not. Jesus Christ. What do you have? Fuck you money in the bank? What?
No, I'm friends with him.
So, yeah, Vinnie was supposed to be on. He's headlining his own club this weekend. Must be nice.
Nice.
I'm going to give myself a weekend every once a year.
Yeah, I'm going to do a call and
I'm going to go on every show as a middler, and I'm going to go.
No, he's headlining this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at stressfactory.com in New Brunswick.
He just had a baby, right?
Just had a baby girl. Aww. Which fucking annoys me because I've been trying to have a baby.
You have?
And yeah.
Oh my God.
Why do you say it like that?
I just imagine a baby, like you could put on a diaper and be next to your baby and look like the same, just a larger version of the same creature.
Well, he does the voice, the angry baby.
What kind of people are they? You don't fuck with my father, all right, Kirk? He's a fucking good guy. He likes to eat. He gets a little fucking depressed and stuffs down fucking Cheetos late at night. Oh, but that's God. What he does. He takes care of me, you fucking cocksucker. He's a good guy. Me and him stay up late. Jesus. I fall asleep on his tits.
Imagine wiping that ass.
Kelly steps on the joke again.
What?
Use your fucking headphones.
I thought you were done.
No, I was going. When I'm done, I go like this.
Okay. But then there's like a break within the momentum.
Momentum. You just wanted to say momentum with your shitty accent.
I totally learned a new word.
I actually like your sister's accent. I hate yours. I think I don't like you, Kelly. I think it's you.
She's just nicer.
No, she's not.
A sweet little Catholic teacher.
You're a Catholic school teacher?
Yes.
Wow, I just thumped in my pants.
Did you go to Catholic school?
I did. I got kicked out.
Fuck. Why?
Why did I get kicked out? Because I'm a piece of shit. What do you mean? Same reason why you'd get kicked out of anything.
I was good in religious until I was like 20.
20. Oh, yeah, you were a fucking. Yeah, you were one of those. Dude. You were a minister, yeah.
You were a minister?
Yeah. Not now.
Like an altar boy in that?
No, it's Jehovah's Witness.
We can tell you're not a minister by the smell of your fingers now.
It's slightly dirty on the ends.
Way to tag a joke. I like that. Good job. We have a friend of us here.
How you doing?
How you, buddy? He brought gifts.
Oh?
And I'm glad. You're going to be glad.
One for you too, man.
You're going to be glad you came in tonight, my friend.
Why? What am I getting?
Oh, you don't even know.
You don't even know. Kelly, are you going to make him coffee?
I am.
Oh, you're the best. Isn't that nice? You get taken care of here at the fucking... You know what, dude? All right, can you not make that noise, though? Can you just fucking make the coffee? That was my first joke, by the way.
What?
That stupid thing that she just did.
Wow.
I went, what's this? And I whapped my hand back and forth. And then the crowd didn't go, what? And then I just went, it's me making coffee.
Oh, man.
You're going to be very excited you came in tonight because we have...
Mike Cannon.
I know, Mike.
Mike. Last time you had a problem with it.
Of course. That's my thing I do. We had Mike Cannon. I didn't know your last name, but now I'm saying it because it's right there.
It's a good name, yeah.
It's a great name to be famous.
Mike Cannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have that name. I should have that name. Yeah, not you.
Heroic
I'll
name.
I'll sell it to you.
How much?
$5.
$5.
Yeah.
Mike Cannon actually brought in a gift for everybody, every man on the show.
What is it?
We're going to get to that. Slow down. Jesus, don't you have to do it? We have an hour and a half of
show
to
presents.
Do. Yeah, you really are.
Is it spying equipment because he's a private eye with that name, Mike Cannon?
No, it's not. It's not spying equipment, no. But that would be a great gift. I would love a little necktie cam.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Sweet. Right? What would you do with a spy cam?
I would catch... I don't know. Catch Noam saying racist things.
Just talk to him.
I know.
Just talk to him.
That wasn't a good example at all.
Talk to him when there's no black people around.
I don't know. I guess I'd have it on.
Did Linda laugh at that? Okay, good. Linda is our photographer, and she's black as night. Pumpernickel, one might say. she don't have a weave. She has the tight and curly.
You know what's funny, dude? At the what's office up? Working for Amy's show.
Yeah.
You know,
dude, yeah.
You were on the pilot for it.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, too. You work for Amy Schumer. For those of you who don't know who Amy is, Amy Schumer, one of the funniest broads on the planet Earth, has a show coming out on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And you're a writer for it.
Right.
Me and Norton, actually, she had us do a skit. It was just fucking stupid. Did you see the skit?
Yeah, that was great.
Was it funny?
Yeah, you were giving her a forehanded massage. You and Jim were
forehanded.
Telling her she had the same legs as your niece and shit.
I added that.
That was good.
Thanks. You didn't write that.
I didn't write that one. I wrote the Two Girls, One Cup one.
That was a good one, dude. That was a great fucking bit. This show is going to be really funny, man.
Is this pilot going to air?
Yeah.
We're
not giving away everything. That bit, we're just giving the name of the bit, but that bit is fucking one of my favorites, dude. One of my favorite sketches I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
It's thoroughly fucking disturbing, but it's so brilliant. Yeah, absolutely.
That wasn't even my idea, that one. I just wrote it.
Oh, okay. Well, fucking dude, nobody cares. Stop bringing yourself down. I just pumped you up, made you a superstar,
I know,
and then
I
you took it away.
That's why I'll never be a big shot like that.
So how's it going writing the show?
Oh, it's good, but what's funny is the writer's assistant, Grace, right?
Right.
Only black person in the room. Really good writer's assistant. Every time, and I say whatever the fuck I want, like, without any
concern. Because you're rogue.
Yeah, I don't. No, it's just if you hang out here at the cellar, right, then you're just used to that table. I'm not used to going to an office where they're afraid to just say, like, black itself, like, not anything about it, just the word black.
At Comedy Central.
Yeah, you're just not used to a human resources department.
Yeah, just in offices, people are just such fucking, like, you know, I feel like I'm like a feral pig when I go in, and they're like, you know, like, I'm all like, you know, pigs turn feral, like, in a
we
week.
We got feral. We're not that stupid.
I don't know, people don't, but they get, like, long teeth and shit.
Yeah, hair. They grow
my hair. I have pig hair. So, fucking.
You're a feral human being.
Yeah. And then, so I go to office, and they're, like, good office pigs, and I can't talk to them. I mean, I'm like an ogre in there, dude, everything I say. So, but anytime they say anything with the word black, everybody turns and looks at Grace, like, Grace, is it okay?
Really?
For every fucking. I want to make a sketch of just that, of, like, all of us looking at her after.
That's funny, dude. Why don't you?
I don't know. They I should brought have it up some, a few times, but they don't seem to be into it.
They should have them use the word colored, and nobody turns around.
Oh, man, I said fag openly there.
Really?
And the one writer is gay, but he's a cool dude. He's not like...
He's a cool gay?
He's not fag about it. He's a totally cool dude. Like,
yeah, that show's going to be very funny. I'm not really into sketch shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes they go too weird, or they try to be too, too fucking surreal. You know what I mean? This show.
Yeah, now that's how it is. She got good writers, man. I'm impressed with her selection.
Yeah, she's very funny, man. Very funny sketches and very unique, but edgy, real edgy, but funny, man. And you know what the best part is? Is in between the sketches, the thing which she does is really good.
Does she do stand-up like Chappelle?
No, she does, what would you call it?
Like Man in the Street.
Man
on
the Street.
We're going to have more of that in the series.
Wait,
yeah.
Woman on the Street.
Well, hey, it's not going to be so much interview, I don't think. But.
Right.
Hmm?
What'd you say?
I said, hey guys, I just wanted to be a radio hole for a second when you corrected yourself from man to woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stop it. Come on, guys.
You don't have to do a fake voice. Just
Stop
do your
it.
Own.
No.
Just drag it down.
Take that back.
With your natural Australian accent.
Oh.
So, anyways, Mike Cannon.
Yes.
Mike Cannon, you brought in gifts.
I did.
The last time you were here, and if people remember, I gotta uncross my arms because fucking every time we have a photographer in here, I'm just me crossing my arms, resting my forearms on my fat stomach.
Oh,
and that's all the photos that Kelly puts on Facebook.
I gotta go work out again, dude. I just did that
today.
Can
you please take photos of me down and from the front so I don't look like a fat mess? Nothing from the side. If you take it from the side, I look like a fat fucking twat.
Oh my God.
Because I am a fat twat. I know.
Dress you up like Bane so bad for fucking.
A fat Bane?
Yeah, Bane stopped working out. And
somebody
like,
told me they want to do a fat Bane and a gay Batman with me.
That would be hilarious.
Wait, who's a gay? But I had a thing with Soda because I want because Soda does the voice.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
I want you to be Bane because you know in a movie. I mean, everybody saw it by now, right? It's not a spoiler alert. But,
yeah. Well, fuck him. Who cares?
But Bane's whole better point.
Bane dies.
No, his whole fucking like
Bane
reason
and
for
Batman
being
dies.
Bane is he wants to fuck that girl, right? Talia al Ghul, and she'll never. It's like he saved her from that rape pit, right? And then she's so much just friends.
Wait a minute.
Dude,
wait a minute. That was a rape pit?
Yeah, that prison that Batman had to jump out of that was like a day's walk from his house for some reason. You know what I'm talking about? Batman, he finally makes out of the worst prison in the world that's like right by his house and makes it back in time for fucking... But remember that? Bane saved the girl. Who, by the way, fucked Batman. Batman killed her father. She doesn't fuck Bane. She fucks Batman. Right. It has nothing to do with the plan.
And Batman's a better fuck, though.
It's just
Bane
like
Bane doesn't have any money. Batman was a fucking gazillionaire.
You can't put a price on not being raped by Turkish prisoners. Okay?
That's true.
That's true. You got his whole face spoken. Ripped off helping her. And at the end, she's like, goodbye, my friend. Like, we're still just friends, just so you know. And then she takes off. Like
that was just friends, too, with Ryan Reynolds. Except Tom Hardy playing the role of Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. What are you doing? I'm not that fat. You don't have to, she's hanging from the ceiling.
When you take pictures, do you plant, like Jay told me this, Big Jay, if they know who the hell he is.
Fat Jay. Let's just not, he's not big. He's my height.
He's lost some weight, Jay.
No, he looks good. Big Jay looks great.
But he
Jesus
told me
Christ. Can't laugh at my joke. He's going to fucking make me apologize for every joke, fucking cocksucker. Go ahead. You called me Fat Bane. I went with it. Fat Jay can't go with that?
No, I'm fine.
He's not here.
He's going to be hurt by that. All right.
Well, I'm hurt. I'm hurt that I don't look like my logo.
But he told me when he takes pictures, and when he used to, he'd always be in a doorway with his arms out to try to look like he had like fat poses. He had a whole like. Do you have that like your own?
Yeah,
poses?
Absolutely. After shows, I don't let people like even at the Stress Factory this weekend where Vinnie Brand's going to be playing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Go check out Vinnie Brand.
Go check out Vinnie Brand at his own club, the Stress Factory. fucking blah 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 ha ha is the number. I don't know the number. Get the number, Kelly.
I'll get the number.
Anyways. So we, there's a couple steps, and people would come up and take a photo of me up on the steps. No. You don't take iPhone photos underneath me. Fuck that. You're not seeing, I have a double chin. You're not making a triple fucking chin with sweat and then the glow from my shirt. Fuck all that.
Do you do a duck face when they do ones? Like,
I make them stand up on the thing and I'll stand down, or I stretch my neck out at the last second.
Right.
Yeah, if you look at all my photos, I don't. Smile.
Yeah.
Why don't you smile? Because I'm fat when I smile.
Blue steel.
That's why.
I think I am fat.
What?
Fat
it's the blue steel face.
What's blue steel?
Blue steel.
Blue steel. It's the modeling face from Zoolander.
Oh, that sucks.
Sexy as fuck.
I'm sorry for fucking. She's trying. She threw one out there and I made her explain it, deconstruct it. The movie.
Never works. Everyone else got it. Oh, well.
I got it.
Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate
totally
that, mate.
If you got that joke, please text Kelly. Right. I mean. Twitter, you know what, dude, right now.
Yeah.
Or if you got it and you fucking wanted to bash her over the head with it, please Twitter Kelly right now.
Good joke, Kelly. There you go.
Thanks, Kelly. Fat Bane.
Yeah.
So how is it writing on that show? Is it every day?
Yeah, but we were off the week. It's not a heavy workload, but I hate just waking up and going to an office. I fucking hate that.
I heard you're a good writer, but you have messy notes.
Yeah, I hope they don't hire me for my note taking.
No, but I mean like you'll come down and throw a piece of paper down, like wrinkled up and fucked up and
I have done that a lot. I mean, I have a laptop now and shit. And
oh, before
I didn't even have Final Draft for like the last 10 years.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I just like people would fix it for me and I
holy shit. Man. Really?
Yeah.
I could be a writer if that where are these people?
You just gotta have just have the idea down, I guess.
Wow.
I really can't believe I got as far as I have writing for Chick because I have no professionalism at all. I'll tell you that flat out.
If you want to hire Kurt.
Yeah, not an ounce.
Just call his number.
I gotta love this. Dude, I'm in the Writers Guild.
Yeah.
I don't know what a fucking, what a semicolon is.
Yeah, no, there's no spelling test for that, right?
No, there's nothing. There's no spelling test for that. There's nothing. I'm in the Writers Guild. I have a book coming out next week.
From what? How did you get in?
I wrote a script. For FX last year, I had a script.
Oh, deal. You have to join from that?
You had to join.
Oh,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy. I have a book coming out. I'm an author.
Which is that the cheating book?
It's cheat. Where is the book? Is it here, Kelly?
I think you took it with you.
Oh, right then. Yeah, it's cheat. It's Cheat: A Man's Guide, written by me and Bill Burr and Joe DeRosa.
I would like a copy of that.
I will absolutely get you
a
copy.
Autograph, and if you don't mind.
Abso-fucking-lutely. It's How to Cheat and Get Away with It. Very, very funny book. It's a real book though. It's not a, it's not a.
You could use it that she can get away with this.
What's that other book under there? Give me that book. What is that book?
This is the girl book.
Yeah, read. What is that? Read it. What is that?
Field Guide to Chicks of the United States.
Yeah, this book is a great book. Actually, it's actually pretty funny and kind of cool. But this is kind of lighthearted, cartoonish.
Right. But yours has the real.
Ours is listen. You fuck. We're pieces of shit. We're not telling you to cheat, but if you're going to cheat, here's how not to fuck up the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Lose your house, lose your money, lose your chick. You get to keep all your stuff and go get that jizz out, evil, and go back home and love your wife.
It's just a thing that has to happen.
Right.
Does a short come with it?
What's that?
The film?
Does it come with it?
Yeah, this is the thing. If you get the book, if you order it, you can pre-order it right the fuck now. Amazon.com. Go to Robert Kelly. What was it? Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Yeah. Hit the Amazon button. Buy it from there. You can pre-order it right now. And in the book, it tells you where to go so you can watch the movie.
That's awesome.
The movie's not up now. It's going to be on a website, and you'll be able to do something and actually view the movie. It's a 15-minute short that was in Tribeca.
Well, I'm highly interested. I could have used it like two relationships ago. My girl lets me bang other girls now, so I don't have any.
What happened?
My girl lets me bang other pussies, so I don't need the
cheating. I'm so trying to get to Michael Cannon.
Oh, hold on.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
I'm so trying to get to him, but you're so fucking interesting in your creepy life
that hold on, I can't. Amy's calling right
Amy,
now.
Amy Schumer? Yeah, let me see.
Get up.
Talk to her. Did she hang up on you? She probably hears you talking.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, she probably heard you talking about it.
Say something wrong in the show.
Stop talking about the fucking show. You're giving away the goodies.
I don't think it. That's not the way Amy Schumer.
No, we didn't get. We were just complimenting her.
Yeah, we're complimenting.
But anyways, what are you calling her back on the show?
Yeah, I wanted to find out what's up.
Well, I have
to go to work tomorrow.
Are you nervous?
You know what?
You're nervous? Put it on speakerphone.
Yeah, I'm going to.
All right, cool. Right now, Kurt is calling Amy Schumer back.
I can't believe his girlfriend lets him bang out of the broads.
Why? You wouldn't do that?
Oh, hey, what's up? Live on the Bobby Kelly You Know Dude podcast right now.
Put it on a speakerphone.
I don't think she wants to. Hey, Mike.
Hold on. Hey. Wait. Hold on.
Are you in trouble?
No.
What?
All right. Amy, there?
Put right, the bottom of the phone. The bottom of the phone is where the speaker is.
Yeah, say that again.
I'm calling to tell you that we had a no smoke sign essential, and you wrote this week were their favorite, and so just want to say great job, and I think you're hilarious.
I thought I was in trouble for something.
Because we were just talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Well, that's way better.
Okay, that's good.
All right, cool.
All right, yeah, that's good. We're on a fucking show live. You insecure cocksucker.
All right, I'll call you.
The fuck you doing? Put your phone away, you fuck. You were nervous you were going to get fired. And it was
Dude,
just
I'm afraid I'm
Did you just
fired
hang up
day?
On her?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You just hung up on your boss?
Say goodbye.
Oh,
hey, you should be nervous.
Listen, I'm afraid I'm going to get fired every day. That's the truth.
You look like it, too, because you got innocent eyes.
I got guilty face every time. So I'm always late. Number one, I'm always late for shit every fucking day. I always think I'm getting fired from everything.
Huh.
Do you really fuck other broads? Do you now that your girl lets you, do you fuck them?
There has to be rules. Yeah, it's not like a free for all. Well, right now I just bang her friend.
You bang her friend?
Yeah.
God damn it. Does she get the bang?
Yeah, she can. She's only had one other thing, and then I guess the dude turned out to be kind of lame. But
did you get nervous right now? Did that bother you when she did it?
I'm kind of like into it. Like I would.
You
like,
watched?
I wouldn't be there. I mean, she could do what she did. But let's say she had a picture of something that happened, I would look at it.
Okay, stop. I gotta really talk about this. So if she had a video without the dude's face, just the dude's cock of her blowing a guy, would that do it for you?
I'd probably rub one out to that, sure.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love
you. You would do it?
I can't say that because I'm married.
Oh.
But yes, I would.
But I actually look for
as
like,
long as I can't see his face.
Right.
I don't want, I just, if it was just a cock.
She doesn't fuck around with comics and shit that I know. Like, nothing like that. You know, there's some rule. Well, I don't think
Let me tell you something.
Listen, I will bang her sister so quick if she does
it. No. But I'm saying, as long as I don't see the face, if it's just a cock, and I don't care if it's a monster cock.
In general,
either.
I don't want to see the dude's face anyway.
I hope it's a huge helmet and like it gets stuck in her mouth. You know what I mean? She's going to just puke on it. She has to puke on it to get it out of her mouth.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking, I don't know if I'd let it happen in life. I don't think I'd want it to happen.
Well, she was letting you fuck somebody else. But we're not married or nothing. We don't have a...
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. If she did it, I think I'd be into it at the moment, and then I'd fucking hate her. Mm. But you fucking slut bag.
Yeah, that's part of it, but I'm still fair, but that's the whole, like, turn on of it, right? So you're, like, mad, kind of.
Oh.
I'm like, what a whore you are to do this, but I'm like into it a little bit.
Yeah, it is like I think though, because I've done it when I was single. I used to get girls to blow dudes I know.
Right.
Like I, just because, but I think it was my way of proving to myself that you're a slut. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was my way.
Oh,
of,
I'm not like that.
I think it was my way of going, you know what? I'm insecure. I'm not secure enough with you. You're smoking hot. I don't deserve you. I know you'd fuck my friend.
Like really? Setting him up
like
to
that?
And then I'd set her up and she'd do it.
And then you get mad at her?
Well, I would get mad at
or
her.
You'd not
I,
feel
it would just make, no, I wouldn't get mad at her like, fuck you, you whore. But yeah. In me, I'd go, I was right. So you're not the one.
You're setting her up to fail.
But I think some of it too was, what'd you say?
I said you're setting her up to fail.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, Captain fucking Obvious. So what you're saying,
you
Kelly.
You fucking turn nasty. Listen.
Hang on, Kelly. I just want to ask you.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is yeah. me trying to get a girl that I'm dating to suck a guy's cock in front of me.
Did I just say
I'm
that?
I'm setting you up to fail.
Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't feel like that, dude. I don't have an insecurity like that. It's just I want to have a...
Well, here's the thing is that now that I'm married, I think that if it's to watch your chick... suck a dick,
right?
Might be. I don't think it would be a fuck you now, like you're a fucking whore. But it might be something sexy. I don't know. I don't know where I stand because
I'm into the second thing. Not that you're a whore now, but the
right.
It's
of
like
course,
a sexy
yeah.
thing. Like
yeah,
I don't know
if I'd be where you're at now. I think I'd probably be more where you're at now because I'm secure in the relationship.
Yeah,
and I kind of know my chick, but my chick would never do that. If I try, you know, she's into that 50 Shades of Grey. And I tried to.
Oh my God! Really?
Well, she read the book. Whatever. She's into all that shit.
Get some porn.
Well, the meat and potatoes.
We were fucking. We were fucking, and I grabbed the pillow and I put it over her face.
Yeah.
And she got all mad.
Oh, she didn't want to do nothing out of the book from the.
Well, I was like, look, you know, I didn't put it over her fucking mouth and nose. I put it over her nose and eyes, and she got all fucked up. And she's like, I'm claustrophobic. I'm stop. Wow. And I'm like. What the fuck? You want this? You know, and she's like, yeah, but I can't breathe. And it's like, what the fuck? I can't win with you.
Yeah.
I asked her to be a massage. We were trying to role play one night, and I was like, I want you to be a masseuse. And she's like, no, it's too close. And I'm like, you're an esthetician. You pop zits and wax pussies.
Yeah.
It's not even the same fucking ballpark.
Yeah.
I want you to rub me down, and then I'm going to roll over, and you're going to see my hard cock and go, what's this? And I'm going to pretend like I'm embarrassed, and then you're going to suck me off. For extra money.
I want you to feel like you work at SeaWorld right now.
That's just mean, dude.
I know. Well, maybe it's a good time to bring in relationship expert Mike Cannon, who's been...
Mike?
I don't know. I'm trying to guess what Mike Cannon does.
Mike Cannon, what he does? He's a comedian.
I'm a comic.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? He was a fucking salesman.
He said he had presents for everyone.
For kitten
shirts? I thought he had a...
We've hung out like several times.
Damn.
Really?
You've hung out with him?
In like the green room at Broadway or something like that. Probably
Broadway Comedy Club?
Yeah, it was over a year ago.
Why would I even be held accountable for remembering that?
First of all, Kurt, you have to remember that young comics.
Yeah, I know.
You remember everything.
You remember, dude.
When I was a young, that's why like even people talk about female comics aren't funny and, mm-hmm. and this and that. Like all, and not you necessarily, but all new comics are female comics. Like just like literally every open micer out there, you are a female fucking comic.
Yeah.
It's always the same shit. Like, you don't remember me. You connected. And all that shit. Like, that's what I did when I was new. And then you earn the right to be a male comic eventually.
I never mind people.
Even female comics.
But yeah, even female right comics, to, yeah. I look at them as male comics. Like, if you know, like all fetuses are female until the
right.
they either get a... I don't know, a chromosome or not.
I don't remind people. If I've met him and we've hung out, and the next time I meet him, they blank, like, they give me the blank stare. I never remind him because I don't want to make him feel bad that they didn't remember me.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I could see when people don't remember me. Yeah. Like, fucking Questlove was at Amy's fucking barbecue.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He gave me his phone number after the foul. I think all the comics give him phone. But he, like, wants to hang out with comics and shit.
Right.
That's awesome.
Really nice guy. I've bumped into him in Alaska after that. Like, we just happened to be getting off the same airport. And then I saw him at the point, hey, what's up, man? I could just see on his face he had no recollection. But the
it
guy
was dark at that party.
Yep. But the thing is, like I was like, oh, right, he's not going to remember me. I get the same, like, deflated.
Yeah, you cannot not remember your face.
Well, that's how I felt.
Yeah, well, your face is definitely memorable. Because you're either scared that you're going to be raped.
Yeah.
Or that zombies exist. So anyways, Mike Cannon.
Yeah.
You, last time he was on the show, he was talking about, you know, he's a friend at, why don't you explain it?
I did this bit about the Fleshlight.
Right.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
And it's definitely not pro fleshlight. And I sent it to them, and they posted it on their site, like all this shit, sent me a few free ones. And
Are we getting free fleshlights?
Yeah, baby.
Baby.
I'm bringing that to work with me tomorrow.
You fucking like the YKWD now, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The only way you get one, though, you have to fuck it live on the air in the other room.
While
I'll do it in this
it.
Room in front of you.
You have to fuck it. You have to take a mic in the other room and fuck it.
And fuck it.
On the air. Yes. Is that okay?
Do it.
I'm not saying no just yet, but... No, I want to do the show.
All right, so let's talk about these things.
That's just the case.
All right, is that mine?
This is yours, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's the sleeve goes in this thing? Yeah.
Okay, so show us, is mine because this is actually a tighter vagina. You have a bigger cock than me.
You want to get a good picture of the mouth?
Yeah, are you videotaping this?
Damn.
That's what this is. I was watching some porno the other day with my girl, and it was Nacho Vidal, you know him? Nacho?
No.
He stuck this part in it. I couldn't figure out what the fuck it was. He stuck this in a girl's ass.
Put your
and
fingers
was fucking
in it.
Her ass.
He didn't. So wait a minute.
He put the fleshlight lips in her butthole.
That's some fucking improv
right
there. And
he fucked the fucking. And I was like, what is that in that girl's asshole? Like, it was
she
this.
Get out of it.
So he took a fleshlight innards and put it in her asshole.
Yeah.
And then fuck that. It's what are you stretching out?
Oh, look at the plug.
This is to
Let
keep,
me see that.
This is to keep
okay.
shape.
Are you videotaping this?
Don't forget
Let's,
to take
hang
that
on.
Out, right?
All right, so there's a thing in the middle, a plastic tube.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This one is the Jessica Drake Heavenly Sleeve.
Oh.
Okay, so this is Kurt. We'll heavenly. Give this to Kurt.
Sure, yeah.
This
I already stuck my finger in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so there you go. So you place the... Explain what you're doing to everybody at home.
I'm putting... There's a rubber sleeve that comes separate.
It's a pussy.
It's a pussy.
Are there other simulated vaginas?
Oh, yeah, they have a few. I only have two porn star ones, but they have, like, different... They have avatar pussies. Like, they have zombie pussies. They
really?
Have,
oh, damn.
Yeah, they have a...
What's the age limit on the pussies?
I don't know.
Do they have a tighter than a 2-year-old?
They do have like a pure, where it's like it's a small hole.
Is it called
really?
Pure?
Yeah, I think it is called a pure, yeah. Oh.
Does it scream and does blood shoot out of it? Do you hear a car pull up in the driveway?
So Hank sounds. Stop it.
Comes with brownie badges.
The best part of these is the little tube that's inside of the vagina. You can use as a fucking help a rape whistle.
Oh man,
that is awesome, dude.
Yeah, they have a.
Can I see what the other sleeves look like?
Yeah,
you don't want to get tempted. That's yours right there.
Why?
No, that's yours.
I didn't jam it too hard. Maybe there's a fucking.
No, because there's two in there that are mine.
I kind of would like a darker one.
Well, that one was.
That's
one,
mine.
That one was, yeah. But I think there's another one the same thing.
What do you mean? Like how many do you have?
I have five.
Five.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
That one's. This one is the stamina training kit.
That's the training one. You have an extra one of those?
Yes.
Why is that
on you?
Stamina
on
training?
Me, yeah.
Really? All right. Yeah. So, because you're training, you gotta
training for a marathon.
Yeah, you gotta train to.
Like,
fuck
does it have a special feature that helps with stamina?
I guess. I mean, they said apparently this one feels good. This is the first one they gave me too. That is molded out of that woman's actual vagina.
Right.
This one.
I'm not into it.
Which
vagina.
One did you?
You don't want that one.
Well, I mean, I just like to look at the various vaginas.
All right, look at the next
Which
one.
Which one did you use, Mike, when you got
this
your
a,
first
the,
one?
They gave me the stamina training kit because I referenced my girlfriend in the bit, and they said this would help.
Have you tried fucking one of them?
Yeah. I had one. They gave me a new one, too, because it's a nightmare after like a dozen times.
Yeah, well, because, bet, yeah. Right? You can't even clean
Well, you gotta wash it out. You don't just leave it in there.
You don't pull out of the fleshlight? You leave it in? Like.
I mean, it's one of the perks, right?
To come in it?
Yeah, sometimes
I would pull out.
You gotta pull out with real people. Like
so you're coming in it. So this is what you do.
It's a nightmare to clean, much like real people.
Here's the deal.
What do you want to do? You want to come in one or you want to clean?
Right. Well, hold on. When you clean it, you got to like unscrew the bottom, which is the grossest.
Oh, little the cheese coming out.
Then it just fucking...
It's just like a trombone fucking spit guard.
Let the jizz gush out the bottom.
Just a plop.
So it looks like you're fucking... You're doing an oil job on a car. So listen. So you unscrew the bottom. Let me see this. Let me just slow down for a second. We're getting a little carried away here. So you take this thing. You put
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Listen. Look at me. Look at me. I want you to tell me. Walk me through this.
Okay.
So the people at home that are not that everybody knows what this fucking is anyways.
Sure.
So you take this fake vagina.
Yep.
You put it inside of what is a plastic flashlight looking thing.
Yes.
Right.
You fuck it.
Well, you got to lube up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You lube up because it's like, you know, skin.
Right.
You fuck it.
Yeah.
You come inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you screw off the bottom and the jizz pours out of the bottom.
Slowly.
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 If you're healthy.
Yeah.
And then.
It's blood coming out.
It's not your asshole. So then after that, now when you clean it out, do you put this on the sink?
That's what I do, yeah.
You put that on your sink and you hot water, cold, because hot water makes it egg.
Yeah, I use cold because I'm scared of it warping.
Really? The pussy warping?
Yeah,
really?
Hot water? I don't know. I just feel like...
Why is it going to warp?
Because it's rubber.
Okay, so then you clean this out. Do you have to use, like, detergent or... What do you use?
You're not,
soap?
You don't use soap.
Don't use soap.
Yeah, soap ruins it.
What do you clean it with?
Do they have, like, a cloth you can stick in with the stick, like a musket? And then pull it through?
Cleaning a flute?
Do they have a cleaner?
They have a cleaner that they sell separately. They actually didn't even send
it. Is it shaped like a dick?
They didn't send you a cleaner?
No.
What's the company's name?
Fleshlight.
Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Okay.
They love you. They were excited to have this on your show.
Look, I might feel weird buying a Fleshlight, but if someone gave me one,
oh, that's
I could hardly be blamed for trying it out.
It's 100%
You're just doing a service, mate.
Yeah,
just trying it out, man. Let me try it before any of you guys
it's
buy one.
It's a consumer
one.
Report.
Yeah, make
I got
sure
it for free.
Make sure it's working okay.
If you go to the website, like it's really awesome, but they have these things where they hold, like it's almost like a mount. Where you can you can put it in and have sex with it as if it's a person, like hands free.
Oh,
some of it's kind of
Holy
sad.
Mary, Mother okay. of God.
So, is there any way that you could get hard enough, Kurt, and fuck? Just stick your dick in it right now and fuck it.
No, I don't think so.
What if Kelly blew you halfway?
Well, your girlfriend will be okay with it.
That's
okay.
Cool.
That's all right, mate.
What if Kelly's sister and Kelly?
Don't bring.
And while they were doing it, they were going, "My baby, Charlie, my baby." They were reenacting Lost episodes.
Or Olivia Newton-John from Greece. What do you prefer? What's your flavor, Kurt? What kind of dodgy Australian accent do you prefer to come hard to?
There's different kinds.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote shit. Kelly Vastuki should get her own Fleshlight of her butt with real life blood action.
Oh, you didn't read the one below from Victor Perez that goes, "I got the blue steel joke. Also, I cloned those steps for a Bobby pitcher." Yeah, at Stress Factory.
Oh,
if we go back
yes.
About, yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good. I remember that. I am a fat fuck. We're going to text Vinny. Let's get Vinny on the phone.
Yeah.
Give him the number I gave you. Okay, you
Do
got
you
the number?
Leave one for him?
We have a new phone number, guys. If you guys want to try calling in, I don't know if it's going to fucking work. What's the number, Kelly?
Okay, the number is... Number is 323-546-YKWD. But if you're stupid like me, it's 9593.
Nobody's stupid like you. Yeah. I said that to her. She goes, is that a Y? Is that a 9? YKWD, you fucking moron. Because
the Y is like the third letter of that digit. And it's like, do you go 333?
Give the number out one more time.
323-546-YKWD. That's 323-546-YKWD. Call now.
All right, so text Vinny, tell him to call right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, dude, I'm going to fuck this thing. I can't wait to fuck this thing.
Yeah.
I used to have a half a torso.
Yeah.
It was literally a torso. It was the, you know, the pussy, the asshole.
How
you
was
could
that?
Fuck the asshole. It was great because it was flat on the bottom. You put it on a bed, and you just fuck it.
Oh, really? You actually would get into a doggy?
I would put the pillows up for the top half. Like, I'd make the rest of the body.
That's a lot of work, though.
No, not really, dude. Not to be able to fuck. Like, I mean, I didn't have to. I mean, I put it on the bed. It stayed because of the plastic sticks to the sheets. And I would fuck it. I mean, fuck it. I'd fuck its asshole. I'd fuck her pussy.
Where is it now?
I made it into a pen holder after a while. My wife got mad that I was fucking it all the time.
How often did she walk in on it?
Well, she didn't walk in on me fucking it, but she walked in on me like getting lazy and not cleaning it up. Like it was just in the bed. It looked like I murdered somebody, like a hooker.
Yeah.
Jesus
and then
Christ.
I had a fly with it once, which was fucking disturbing.
You had a what?
Fly with it.
What do you
in
mean?
A bag.
Oh,
yeah. It looked like I sawed somebody.
I would leave it at home, man.
Yeah, I did finally. And then after a while, I just stuck a bunch of Sharpies in it. It was on my desk. I made a great pen holder. It was just
a
conversation piece.
Yeah.
I was just walking through the subway with a bag full of pocket pussies, five of them, and there's just cops and checkpoints everywhere.
Oh, great.
Scared. Yeah, I'm scared I'm going to be the one just dragged
the thing,
to the
though,
side.
Yeah.
Man arrested today carrying five vaginas in a bag.
But here's the thing. You're not in fucking Omaha. You're in New York City.
Yeah.
With the, you know, it's... It
was like everybody what, around you.
One thing I would recommend for the cleaning is don't put it back in immediately.
Put your dick back in?
No, no. Don't put your dick back
in. So don't fuck it immediately after you fuck it.
Don't put the sleeve back in immediately. Leave it on like a drying rack.
Oh, with your dishes and
let
silverware.
It, yeah, and let it air dry.
Have you ever, Kelly's sister.
Yep. Oh God!
Have you walked in on your husband or your boyfriend? You have a husband or a boyfriend?
Yeah, boyfriend.
And you walked in and you have he was fucking one of these.
Oh, saved by the bell.
It's my mother. All right. Should we let? All right. Let my. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Listen, I'm doing my podcast right now. Can we? Can I call you back? You
yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right. Do you love me?
Love you.
Okay, Mom.
Yes, I do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Is that someone calling through?
Hello.
Call from?
Scott from the work.
All right. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Robbie. What's up? Scott from the Working Man Show. How are you?
Hi, buddy. How are you?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Not
Scott.
Too bad.
Okay, what's up? What do you got? What do you got? Scott is from a really good podcast from Boston, Mass. I did last time I was there. Two cool guys. They brought me a shrimp scampi pizza.
Nice.
How fucking great was that?
Wow.
I ate it by myself. I didn't even offer him any. What a dick. I left. I just left with the pizza.
Didn't even offer a slice. And we were drooling over it, too. We're two fat guys. We could appreciate it. But no, nothing.
I know. You know, shrimp scampi pizza, you can't help but smell it. It's just like they're talking to me, and I'm just waiting for this fucking interview to be over so I can go back up to the room and get in my panties and put a towel over my fucking lap. That's exactly what I did. It's fucking beautiful.
Listen, I just wanted to give you a ring and say thanks again for those tickets. We appreciate you taking the time off of the little guy.
Oh, you got it, buddy. You guys should check out their podcast. What's it? Give them the podcast again. Give them the address.
So our Twitter name is @WorkingManRadio, and it's fromtheworkingman.com is our website.
All right, those are good guys. And if you guys are in Boston, you want some fucking good food, tell them the name of the place where that shrimp scampi pizza came from.
It was Tony Ann's Pizza in Charlestown.
Oh, God, the fucking best food I've ever had. One of the best places in Charlestown. If you don't get mugged, raped, or robbed getting there, go there and get some fucking pizza, man. It's great. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, have a good one. Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, Scott. Robert.
I hung up on my mother. Aww, to talk to
she
a fat
so
guy.
Sweet.
You want to talk to her?
Not now. I didn't think she wanted to be on the show.
What's your problem?
Oh, no. I think Mike needs to go. He's got
to
host a show.
All right. So where's my... Give me my flashlights.
I'm going to empty them out of the bag.
Will you give me mine? Give me my two that I picked out.
So you picked out two already?
Yeah, dude. I'm the host.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
But you can have whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
You can have whatever.
I don't know how big your dick is.
So they only sent you stuff for, like, the boys. They didn't send you stuff for the girls. That's it.
Yeah, you know what you have for girls? Our dicks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can walk up to anybody in this room right now and go, fuck me, and we will. Okay?
Isn't that good?
Yeah, we can't. So we have to fuck inanimate objects. All right? Oh, you don't have to do that. You can sit on one of these microphones if you want.
I kind of wish I had a dick so I could see what it feels like.
You really?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. This is fascinating as fuck.
All right, so this is a clear one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, so you can watch it sludge.
Oh, my God. Is that you? Was that DeRosa?
DeRosa's belly hair.
Jesus Christ, that's beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Okay, oh. This is this one. Which ones do I like? I'm taking, I'm going to take the training one.
What do you got over there?
I'm going to take the training one. That's a training one. You already got one.
This is the training one.
Yeah, you can take that one.
Oh.
And then I'm going to take the, I'm going to take the, this one, the ice, the little tiny
and
pussy.
You get a holder that's gold, so.
Let me see.
If you come first,
yeah. So check this out. Make sure. Well, you want to plug these guys?
Go to fleshlight.com to grab any of those.
We're gonna give one of these away to a listener. Okay.
I
promise Dan one.
Huh?
I'll get him another.
Taking
one.
This tiny one.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Dan one too.
Okay.
All right, cool. You got the sleeves for them? No, you got them all right there. Yeah. We're gonna give one of these away to a listener. All right.
Okay. And if you want to follow Mike Cannon, I am Mike Cannon on Twitter.
Yeah, great.
Look, I need one.
If anybody wants to come to Levity Live on Wednesday.
Say it in the mic.
Levity Live, you were just there, just right? There,
yeah, go ahead. Talk in the microphone.
I'm doing Wednesday, October 3rd, 8 p.m. Chris DiStefano, former guest here, is headlining, and I'm featuring.
I know that guy. Hey, great. Thanks, Mike, for the dildos or the reverse dildos.
What'd you take, two? Or did you take one?
Yeah, I took two fleshlights. Should I not?
You took two?
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
No.
Take one. You don't need two.
Because Dan has the other one.
Yeah, we got to get Dan and we got to give Joe one. Then we got to give a fan
Kurt.
One.
Hey,
you don't take two for your fucking pervert.
God, you got your own pussy. You got secondhand
just
pussy.
Just take one.
Yeah, God damn.
You only get one fleshlight.
One to come in and one to pull out of.
No.
Just take one. You don't take two fleshlights. I got to give one to a fan.
Ew.
I got, what do you mean, ew?
I'm just saying that.
Which one are you taking?
I'm just going to take the one that I had.
Which one?
The one that you said.
I got the gold one.
You're not going to take this one?
Why? Is this better?
I don't know. It's a training one.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You train with it. It means you get your dick prepared.
How would I train with it?
I don't know. Maybe it's a nice, tighter one.
I don't know.
It's just a fucking...
All right, listen.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Vinny Brand.
Oh, Vinny.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Call from...
It's Vinny Brand.
Yeah, we
got... Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Vinny, you're on the air. You're on the You Know What Dude podcast. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How you doing, man?
We're doing good. We're just we're passing out fleshlights right now. Fucking dildos, things you fuck.
What did I miss?
Well, I don't know. Kurt tried to steal two because he's greedy.
I tried to take two fleshlights, Vinny.
Yeah, because he's white trash.
Hey, congratulations, Vin, by the way. On your baby.
Thank you very
much. Not to bring it up along with fleshlights.
Mazel tov.
Yeah. I know. Hey, we got these dildos. Congratulations on your newborn. Apparently you don't come into fucking inanimate objects.
I'm trying with a fleshlight.
Who's in there? Joe DeRosa and who else?
No, we got Kurt Metzger. Kelly Festuca.
Hey, man.
Kelly's sister from Australia. We call her Kelly 2.0. So what's up, Vin? What's going on?
Oh, man, you know what? I swear to God, I'm having fun. Brand new baby, a lot of work. But I'm having fun. You had a great weekend at the club. I can watch you all night long. You slam.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. You too. You were on the show, man. And listen, now you got a new baby. You know I'm trying to have a baby. And it really kind of—I mean, I'm happy for you, but you have—I mean, you know.
Can you give Bobby yours? No.
Is the baby mine?
No, don't listen to her. Listen, Kelly, you ever cut me off again? I'm going to hit you with this microphone. Can you give baby yours? Listen, I want to say this though. How old are you? 57.
I'm 50, and definitely having a baby at 50 makes you feel younger.
Really?
And you don't have to worry about paying for and you don't have to worry about paying for college. It's all good.
Because you're gonna be dead. No. Terrible.
Yeah, I'll be dead.
So
I'll be dead. Study, don't study. Do what you gotta do.
I'm gonna be shitting in my pants anyways.
Yeah, who cares? I'll tell you right now, if you have a baby at like 65, think about that. You get like the first 10 years where a baby's really fun.
Yeah.
And then it can be work. I mean, it can be really tough. This baby, like Tony Randall, had a baby at 72. And right when the baby started sticking his finger in an electric socket, Tony Randall was like, nah, I'm done, and he died. That's a great plan.
Yeah, that is a good plan.
You sure, you do the christening, you do the bricks.
But here,
you know what I mean?
Here's the thing, though, bro. Did you have sex and she got pregnant, or did you have to do all kinds of other stuff?
No, I'm very fertile. I'm super fertile. Like at this age, I figure I have about 10 left, and one of them made it through.
Can you do me a favor? Can you come in one of these fleshlights so I can pour it in my wife's vagina?
Sure. Why not have a seven?
I'll just be like, as soon as I start to come, I'll just lock my legs and pour that in. What'd you say?
I don't know if you know this, but if you try too hard,
yeah,
it's like I remember a friend of mine was trying for years,
yeah,
and they said, "That's it, I'm done. I'm never gonna get pregnant as a woman," and she started looking into adoption. And they sent the adoption papers through, and a month later, she was pregnant.
So now she has
a
beautiful white baby and a fucking a crazy little black baby.
No, the funny part was as soon as she got pregnant, she's like, call the adoption. Yeah, I won't be needing that baby.
Wow, really?
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, you know, listen.
Probably
she did the right thing because you don't want to.
You're gonna take that gamble.
You don't want pick up some kid you don't need.
That's sad. The kid had his fucking best outfit on.
It was a baby.
He had his books tied up in a knot, ready to go. They gave his bed away. He has to sleep on the floor for the next 6 months until the bed's available again.
Yeah, well, you know what they did? The best part about that is they probably went to the kid and said, yeah, you know how your first parents didn't want you? This one doesn't want you either. Just an awful moment. But she had never got to the point where they were actually going to... adoption takes forever.
She was adopting a baby, right? I mean, not a child, like a baby. That they didn't send back like a kid who thought he was going to live with parents or something.
Yeah, like a 7-year-old. It's like, where am I going now?
Yeah, you could pick up like a young Kurt Metzger in a week. No one wants that.
Guilty eyed.
I would take a Kurt Metzger, a young one.
Yeah.
With my whole future ahead of me still.
Yeah, before the 5 o'clock shadow and all the belly hair.
Yeah. A young, hairless Kurt.
So, Robert, once you get pregnant once, I predict you will get pregnant. If you want another one, it'll happen right away.
Me and my wife.
The pressure's off.
Not me, my wife.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Can I tell you something what happened? The last time that we banged, we banged, and it was really good sex. And I woke up, and I actually called my manager the next day and told him this, and I told my wife this, is while we were banging and I was coming, I was started doing some goofy shit just to make her giggle because I wanted to make her laugh. I was like, listen, I just started doing stupid shit, and I was making noises, and I started singing, and she started just laughing. Like, what the fuck? As I was coming, I was going, look, I think that's how you make a baby. If you giggle and you laugh while I'm jizzing in you, then it opens up your vag canal and the juices flow a little better and you relax.
You know, that's
and then it gets to the egg. And then, I swear to God.
Yeah, Robert.
Yeah.
No, I'm listening.
So then later that night, this really happened. This really happened. I was sleeping. I woke up. I woke up and I saw her mother. What? Almost, listen to me. This is fucked. I know this is going to sound fucked up. This really happened. I woke up. I saw her mother holding her, like spooning her. And then she looked at me and yelled at me. I didn't hear words. I just, like a face, like, turn around. Stop bothering us.
What?
And then I just turned around because I was scared. I was like, what the fuck? And I just lied there and I went back to sleep. Okay.
Was it a dream?
I don't know. Look, I remember being up. I remember and seeing it, being freaked out and... Like, I saw somebody, her mom, it looked like I'm holding her, like spooning her. And I don't know what she was doing to, like, doing something to her.
What?
That's giving me goosebumps.
And then when I rolled over.
This is a real story or
a
dream?
Real story.
Her mom was staying with you?
She's dead.
Her mother's dead.
Oh, you saw the ghost of her mom.
Her mom's dead.
God damn, that's a fucking...
Her mom's...
Okay, right, her mom's dead. Okay, yeah. Right.
She had a dream.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah. let me... Mom just come over in the middle of the night and went, what are you doing? Stop looking at us. We're cuddling.
Worst ghost story ever.
You know what the funny part is?
The worst ghost story ever when you don't say there's a ghost in it.
All right, so let me just...
Wow.
I forgot that part. She's dead. Her mom didn't sneak into the bed.
That's what I thought you meant. And by the way, so you had a dream. That's what you just told us.
No, I don't. Okay, you can say it's a dream, but I was awake.
It was a dream.
I was awake.
No, I believe those dreams. I have those dreams all the time.
I woke up. I told my man. I called my manager up. I was like, dude, the fucking craziest shit happened last night. I don't know if I was sleeping or awake or if it was real.
Because I get crazy night terrors, or I used to. I don't get them as bad anymore.
Right.
But there's an actual in between a sleep and awake state.
That's where I was at.
Yeah. And that you see shit like that, and it's not.
So if she gets pregnant, though.
You think ghost?
That's it.
Vinny, I forgot to tell you that the other night. Right. So, anyways.
Well, let me tell you.
Maybe she was
there. That's a great story. And I'm going to tell you something. I know those guys are fucking around you. But, see, I think shit like that happens all the time. And I don't know what I believe. Like, I don't know. I know this. I know when I moved into my first house with Vicky, my dad had I won't too long to tell the whole story. My dad died, and the house he had, my brother took. And my brother called me up. He's like, I'm moving out of the house. Come take the house. I'm like, what's the matter? He goes, the house is haunted. I go, oh, okay. I'm telling you, so much wild shit happened in that house. Ooh. And then it's like I say, it's a long, long story. But when I hear you tell that story, I'm like, listen, like, it wouldn't surprise me if a month from now you told me, hey, I'm having
gay.
Her mother was really comforting her.
I have long suspected that.
I really am just a fucking. I mean, everybody thinks I'm a homo.
Who thinks that about you?
Me.
Everybody.
All day long, I'm like, you're gay. You're gay.
Himself is enough.
Did you ever do any gay shit?
Robert, when did her mother pass away?
Her mother passed away. Jeez, man. Had to be 3 or 4 years ago. She passed away.
And you knew the mother, right?
I loved her mom. Her mom was the best. Her mom was this crazy fucking, you know, tough Boston broad. You know, she sat at the end of the table. She controlled everything. You know, we go to Vegas with her. She'd have these. She was in like a wheelchair, and she'd have these envelopes that she'd hand you with just money in it. That's the way she fucking did shit. Here, take this. It'd be an envelope. And
great.
She was dying. She was like, let me fucking die. I'm going to stay home and die. That's what I'm doing. I'm not quitting smoking. I'm not stop eating food. So they literally had to cover one side of the table with tinfoil because she would fall asleep with a cigarette in her hand all the time. So they just, she wouldn't stop smoking. So they just covered the table with tinfoil. And you'd look and there was like burn marks on her nightgown. And you just look over. She'd have a cigarette in one hand, a piece of lamb in the other.
How old was she?
Oh my God.
She was like fucking 80 something. Oh. Yeah, so.
That's like my mom. She smokes cigars. There's all cigar stains all in her Duna covers. Because
a
she
what?
Falls asleep with a cigar in her mouth.
A what cover? Update this shit American style. I will refuse to fucking assimilate.
Duvet.
Yeah, I will not assimilate on this show.
Wait, what did you call it, Kelly?
A Duna.
Duna? Oh.
Duna.
Exactly.
D-O-O-N-A.
Oh, I never heard that.
No, there you go.
That's because you're not an asshole.
You can use that.
You're goddamn American. That's
I know. Fine. And they got a letter Z, too. Do you know that about them?
Yeah, I know. So does Canada.
Z.
Canada has that, too. Z.
And we say H, not H.
You say H?
Yeah. H.
We say hate you and your fucking country of prisoners. Vinny, you there?
Yeah, I'm waiting for someone to say something about your situation.
Well, here's the deal. She passed away. She was awesome. She loved me, too. She'd laugh at all my shit, and then she'd have a coughing fit. Because you'd be like, ah. Then she'd fucking almost die every time I made her laugh. But she was awesome. But she, I had this joke in my act because her bedroom, there was an old, old house they lived in, okay? And the only bathroom in the house was through the parents' bedroom. So if you had to stay over there, if we were staying there and you had to take a shit or go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you had to tiptoe through their bedroom into the bathroom to drop a deuce while they're sleeping.
That sounds great.
I was fucking...
Wow.
You know how uncomfortable that was when I first started dating this broad? I used to just pee out the window. I used to pee out her fucking second floor window. Yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Yeah, I felt
Robert,
like...
How long have you been with your wife?
I've been with her... I've known her for over 15 years.
Dude,
what's that?
No, my girl just texted me about the fleshlight I receive, and she asked if I want to stick it in her vagina and fuck it like a pussy turducken.
Oh, that's the name of the show. Pussy Turducken.
Why have one when you can have one inside the other one?
Robert, why do you have fleshlights there?
Well, the kid, why not? Are you out of your mind? Have you ever, Vinny, have you ever fucked anything besides a vagina?
I'll be honest, I was curious about the fleshlight, but I never would have bought myself one.
No, I have not. All
right, you've never, yeah, go ahead.
No.
So you just
I haven't.
Just vaginas.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I'm just looking. You know, pretty standard issue type situation.
You now you jerk off. Do you just use your hand? You ever fuck a shampoo bottle, a sink?
No, I haven't.
What do you want him to fuck it with?
I'm pretty much I'm monogamous even that way. I mean, yeah, no, I haven't.
Yeah, well.
I know what. Are you going to tell me that it's different in a way that's good?
Yeah, it's different in the way that's good because you don't have to fucking watch The Voice after you're done fucking it.
Wow, yeah. Dude, how many fights?
That was very funny.
Did you ever, out of guilt, do you do that? Like post-fucking guilt? Like, I know it's a lot of shit my girl wants to do that I don't want to do.
Like what?
Just anything she wants to watch and I don't want to watch on TV.
Oh, I thought you were talking about sexually.
No. I'll do it whenever she wants. I'll do it. But,
really?
But after...
I love your girl way... I love your girl. I love her even more now.
Yeah, she's hilarious, dude. But she goes... But this is what I told her. I was like if we haven't fucked for a while, like, I lose my sense of obligation to, like... Huh. Give a shit about like what she wants, kind of. You know what I mean? Like,
that like, was so honest, yeah, right then. Like, well, it made so much sense, though.
I told it to her. I was like, I can't remember. It was like a few days ago going by, and we hadn't fucked around. I'm like, she was complaining about something. I'm like, look, I can't care. Like, if you're not, you know what I mean? Like, if you haven't fucked me, like, I it's like I lose my
connection.
I just lose
your connection.
It's just losing giving a shit what your complaints are. Like, I just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, let's see what you want on TV. Like, I'll do that after I got fucked because I feel like...
Right.
I almost feel guilty. Like, oh, I can't believe this girl let me do that to her. Like, let me put on what she wants on TV.
I'm going to watch X Factor.
Yeah, but if we haven't fucked for a while, I'm like, I don't care what you want.
Really? You know? Your girl's smoking hot, too. She's way out of your league.
I never fucked not out of my league.
How long you been with her?
Like 5 years almost.
How long you been with that girl?
5 years.
Almost 5 years.
You know what's amazing to me, Robert? This is what makes me happy, even though you guys want to steer the conversation down that dark alleyway. Mm. Let me tell you something. This is what makes me happy. You have a real life. You have a wife and a house and a real life.
Right.
Kurt met her with a girl for 5 years. That's impressive to me because I remember back a while, not even that long ago, thinking, holy shit, none of these comedians have lives. Like, they're all miserable. And listen, if you don't hit in this business, and you don't have a wife and a real wife, you wake up one day and you're like, okay, where's the pistol? Because you have nothing. And I mean, I'm happy that Kurt, are you gonna marry that girl?
Well, she doesn't want to get married. I don't really want to either right now. But, I mean, it's not that I wouldn't marry. It's just we kind of, from the outset, said we were just going to break up eventually. So that kind of had, I think, made it last longer.
You just actually talked about the majority of fucking famous comedians.
What?
They don't have anything. It's just them.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't have wives and kids and family. Kelly doesn't.
But you know what?
Yeah. Well. I think my thing's better because we said we were going to break up. Like, when we got together, like, we're going to break up eventually. So we'll just be cool, whatever. So I think it lasted longer because of that. I'm more of a prepaid credit guy. Like, you know, like, if you marry somebody, I think you should go off their credit. It does that. Like, that tells you how they are a long-term commitment, which I'm not. I'm not good with that.
You're not good with the long-term.
I'm a pay-as-you-go guy. Like,
yeah, you know? you're
deadbeat, I guess, you just for lack of a better word.
Yeah, you're a phone at fucking 7-Eleven instead of going and signing a contract at AT&T and getting shitty service for fucking 2 years. You go get one at 7-Eleven, you use it, and you throw it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best a Boost Mobile.
Yeah,
I'm a Boost Mobile relationship.
Yeah, you're an Arab.
But I don't want to have kids, dude. And my girl don't want it. But she's young, though. You know what? She's pretty young. I don't think she feels that fucking.
How old is she?
That shit will change, yeah. Dude.
She doesn't have that desperate baby.
Let me tell you, I never wanted kids in my life. And people with kids, they'd be like, I used to call them fun ruiners, vacation takers.
Why do you want a kid now?
Cash vacuums.
Is it just because you're older?
Because, well, something happens when you look at your wife and you look at yourself and you're like, I think I need that responsibility in my life. I need to be unselfish. I need to pass this on and change what happened to me. I need to give somebody else a better life and a better shot. And plus, you look at your wife and you're like, oh my God, she makes such a good mom.
Right.
And then, and you know, You're sitting there with a kid, you know what I mean?
Hey.
Dan Soda just showed up, people. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Monster Voice is here. We're talking to Vinny Brand on the phone, talking about selfish pussy.
Dan, that's my sister.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Sister? Hey, Kurt Metzger.
So sit down. Everybody, Dan Soda's here.
Yeah, I don't think I should.
Kelly, will you tweet out that Dan Soda just stepped in the room? What's up?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Vinny.
Robert, listen to me.
Yeah, buddy, I'm listening. I have headphones on.
You said that you wanted to be... Stop being selfish. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, I've been a father my whole life. I had my first kid at 22.
Right.
So I don't know anything else anyway. Like, I never did all the selfish things that other people did. I will tell you this. I think having kids is the most selfish thing. Like, a friend of mine said, dude, you're starting over again. And his perspective was, you're starting over again, isn't that miserable? And my perspective was, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, after a really, really hard day yesterday, and a hard day all day today, my daughter came home from school, and we're in the backyard jumping on the trampoline. That's the most fucking selfish I could ever be. I'm like, I'm 50 years old, and I'm bouncing around on a trampoline like I'm 10. And to me, it's just fucking nothing better.
You are selfish, for sure.
Can I just tell you, as you're telling this beautiful story about your beautiful daughter bouncing on a trampoline and that's just an amazing, oh my God, moment in life. We're passing around fake pussies.
Yeah.
And
some of us are going to fuck him, too.
Dan Soda's actually sticking his finger in one right now.
Yeah, you got to take the pole out of that fake pussy before you fuck it. There's a little thing in there. Oh, go on about your children.
Go ahead, professional.
Wait, hold on. Dan, you got to clean that fake pussy from the bottom as you jizz in it.
Dan, let the jizz just fall right out.
So you were saying about family?
You got to blow through the pussy like this to clean.
That's the tube that was
go
in
ahead,
the
Vinny. What were you saying?
No, I'm just saying. I hear what you're doing, and I hear the laughter in the room. I'm just telling you.
No, what was
you're gonna love it.
Well, it is selfish because the world's got too many fucking people. We don't need all of you shitting more kids into it, polluting it. Okay, so yeah, very so. I'm the unselfish guy who's not having kids.
Whoa.
Oh wait.
I meant Bobby than you, by the way.
Hang on 1 second, Vinny, okay? Hang on. Yes. Hold on.
Awesome.
All right, you're on the air. Real quick, what's happening, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good. We got Vinny Brand on hold. Let me see something. We're going to merge the calls. Hang on.
Oh, boy. This is
Vinny, you're on with what's your name?
This is Chris Brinklow, a.k.a. Mr. Brinklow.
Oh, Mr. Brinklow.
Mr. Brinklow's on the air with Vinny Brand. What's happening?
Vinny, are you there?
Doing good, guys.
Vinny, you're on the phone with a caller.
Hey, man, what's up?
A mess. I'm so glad you came down, Dan.
No, I am.
What are you saying?
I was just saying I'm enjoying the show. I'm glad you guys are doing it live. I am listening on the Riotcast app on my iPad.
Oh, that's good. How's that going?
Pretty cool. Good. It's a great app. It's working really solid so far.
Awesome. Great, man. Well, thanks for... what's up, Kelly?
And Mr. Brinklow also has his own...
Where are you calling from?
Mr. Brinklow also has his own fleshlight.
I'm calling from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
He's calling from Canada.
I'm from Saskatoon,
Saskatoon.
Hey, dude, I'm going to finger this fake pussy and tell me if you can hear it.
I've seen Robert live twice.
Yeah?
Robert,
I saw you in Edmonton.
Yeah?
I saw you in Edmonton, then I saw you here in Saskatoon a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. All right, now can you guys hear that? That is Kurt finger-fucking a fleshlight.
He's not just, he's finger-fucking.
He's fucking.
I have a
jackhammer.
What?
Bloody hit it.
Woo.
Oh, my God.
Your fingers are the size of my dick, by the way. Look at that.
Kurt is showing up no mercy.
Fleshlights are a great gift.
They are a great gift, man. Hold on.
Just my trusty fake pussy.
And I don't know if you guys know, but I used to be on Twitter, Dan Soder's penis.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I got a
for
good
the
tight
short
one.
Life that it was.
Yeah. I'm distracted watching Kurt finger.
I don't know that
it's all looped up, though.
One of us are on this show right now. I think we're just listening.
You're on the show. He just finger fucked one of these things, and it sounded like this chick I fucked in high school.
In a technical sense, we're on the show, but in a very real sense, we're not.
All right, listen, dude. Hang on. We're gonna dump one of you. Hang on, Vinny. Hang on for a second, okay? Hey, dude. Thanks for calling into the show. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Mr. Brinklow.
Yeah,
Hey, absolutely, anytime.
You're the best man.
Later, buddy.
Yeah, he's great.
You're a good
man. He's always hanging out.
Thanks.
Being a
dude. Hey, Vinny, you're back on. It's just you, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, it's funny, Robert. When you're a caller that calls in,
yeah,
you should probably talk to the fucking caller. You probably, the guy's like a fan of yours. And
he's got a good point.
I thought he was serious. Just call me on my cell phone privately. I'll talk to you.
Well, here's the deal. This is the problem, Vinny, is that when people call in, they go, hey.
Right, yeah, I know.
Okay, and then you look over and you got Kurt finger fucking a pussy.
You're taking it to town.
Yeah, and you got Dan just watching and getting hard.
And biting my bottom lip.
And then you get Kelly's fucking voice over it. And then we got you critiquing my fucking phone skills. I'm not a... I'm sorry. I'm
giving out those fleshlights.
I don't... but I agree. If you're going to call in... Don't just call in, have something to say, you know, and when you're done, just check out, you know, so it's not uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and you know, just say, all right, punching out. I'm good. We're gone. But if...
Punching out, you're calling in to Bobby Kelly Live. We got to take a caller from Saskatchewan. What do you think of the Jets losing to the 49ers 34-0? Was Sanchez showing up impotent or was it the 49er defense?
All right,
welcome
Vinny,
back
here,
to Bobby Kelly Live.
Here's another call. Hang on.
We're talking New York sports.
Hello?
Hey, you're calling
okay,
Bobby Kelly.
Can you let him do it?
Good.
You're calling.
You're on the phone.
You're on the air, Bobby Kelly Live, taking calls. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Giants? You want to talk about the Jets? You're talking about the Yankees going to the playoffs? What do you want to talk about?
Are you here?
New York sports in utter disarray.
Hello?
Hey.
Who's that?
Hi.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? You here?
Can you be the voice of my fake vagina that I'm holding in my hands?
Dan, shut up.
Shut up.
Jesus,
hello?
Voice.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Sarah?
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at everybody talking over you. Who is this?
Fuckers. Tara.
Tara, ooh.
Hey, Tara.
Hello, hey, Tara. Where are you from, sweetie?
Hello, Tara.
Rochester.
Where are you from? Dan, wait a minute. Dan's not talking right now. That's actually
hello,
a pussy.
Hello, Tara.
This is the fleshlight character.
Hello, Tara.
This is a bad idea. Between these two, finger fucking and mouthing a vagina.
Hello, Tara. All
right, hang on. What's your name, pussy?
How are you?
What is that name, pussy?
This is the voice of passionate Bobby.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it like widens out when I fucking... I mean,
hang on.
Right,
hang on. Shut the fuck up. Can you shut up, Tara?
Dan, let me have yours, because I think this one I made too stretchy. No. It's not going to have enough friction for me.
Fun. Let me put my fingers in.
Hello?
Check.
No, it's... Come on, my dick's got to go in there.
Hey. Shut the fuck up. Hello? Right.
Hey, what's up, Bubby?
What's up, buddy? Who's this?
This is Clarence in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, what's up, Clarence?
What's up, man? I was in the... Listening on the podcast, actually, I just saw you tweeted this number or whatever, and I called, but I think you guys are talking about fleshlights.
Yeah, do you have
Sorry,
one?
Sorry, I missed that. Oh, I had one, but I don't know if you guys already...
What do you mean you had one? Did you?
Yeah. Where'd it go?
You broke up with me.
Did it leave you?
Did you have to throw it in a turtle pond with a gun?
You told me it only liked me as a friend, man.
I got rid of it because it was hard to maintain.
Yeah. Dude, pull out. I mean, I'm going to pull out of my fleshlight. That's just fucking... I know nobody wants to jizz in it.
Like pregnant.
Yeah, just pull out, dude. They need to put a face on the bottom of the fleshlight so you could turn it around.
That's genius.
Yeah, fleshlight with a face on the bottom of it.
Yeah, but here's the thing is they have the whole body that you can fucking fuck.
That's way too much of an investment.
What, the whole fucking body?
Yeah, the whole fucking body.
That guy sounded weird.
Yeah, I think so. Are you still there, dude?
Yeah, I'm still there, man.
All right. Well,
I wish I had the whole body.
Just thinking about the fleshlight that got away. just thinking about that one that got away from me. Just looking back at pictures of him fucking his fleshlight. Oh, those were the good old days.
That's going to be me soon.
Those fucking mouths talking.
So when you threw... Where did you throw it away? How did you throw it in the trash?
In a creek.
Oh, well, actually, in my house, you know, like in the kitchen area, we have, you know, you have the trash can in the kitchen. So what I did was I waited till it got full, and I kind of put it towards the middle so no one could see if it poked out or the bag or anything.
Right.
Sounds like you're getting rid of a buddy.
It'd be great if your kid found it. You came in, he was just chewing on it.
It's the baby.
Yeah.
Dude, do you want to hear something fucking
teething on your fleshlight?
Do you want to hear something awesome?
And there's just, it looks like a Cinnabon on the side of his cheek and mouth.
Yo, listen to this, Bobby.
Sorry, buddy, go ahead.
My girl used to live in Borough Park with these.
Wait, let me finish my story. I got one.
Oh. Hang on, dude, hang on.
He's got to get it out, man. Yeah. It's a secret he's been holding
Kurt's
in.
Talking.
Yeah.
Kurt has the talking fleshlight.
Shut up.
hold the talking fleshlight.
I had talking about disposing of a sex toy.
Yeah.
My girl used to live in Borough Park with these fucking Israelis, right? Yeah. And I don't know, they didn't like me, to say the least, let's say. Like one time when I was lifting weights, I drank creatine out of the guy's prayer cup with the two handles.
What? And they didn't like you?
You know that Jew hand? I didn't know it was a fucking, it was like one of those Jew hand washing
cups.
It looks
like a chalice. Maybe don't drink it.
It looks like a big mighty cup to drink your fucking gym proteins out of. So I mixed up creatine. They didn't know, but it was like in the dishwasher. Anyway, so we're sitting in the living room, and the one girl who lived there comes over and goes, "Do you know what this is?" And she's holding up a butt plug that their dog had been chewing on.
Nice.
Specifically a butt plug that I had just used on my girlfriend a half hour earlier. I never played so dumb. I was like, I have no idea what that is. We just sat there. We had no idea. Her dog was sucking on a used butt plug and carried it all through the house.
No, her ass was on the dog's face.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. All right. What's up, man? There's another call. This is the last one we're taking.
Okay.
This is just too uncut. What's up?
What's going on, Bobby? Listen, caught your show in Boston. Killed it.
Thank you, buddy.
I was lucky enough to get Mr. Soda across the street for a drink.
Oh yeah, I remember this dude. He was awesome. Beer,
but my wife wouldn't let me. So, just wanted to call in and say thanks for doing this. Really love the show, and you guys kill it.
He's a good guy, man. I had a beer with him at Rock Bottom Brewery.
Rock Bottom, the shittiest bar in the fucking world.
This guy's getting a lot of positive calls on this show.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of positive people. And then this new app I have is called Positive Calls.
Oh.
So when they say, it only accepts positive calls.
It's a screening process.
I got to call. Hello, you there?
God, that beeping is annoying as shit.
Who is this? What's his name?
Same guy.
You didn't hang up, did you?
Just sitting here thinking about flashlights.
All
right, buddy, take it easy.
All right.
Listen, if you're going to call in, know when to punch out. Because I'm not a professional caller, okay? And I would love to hand this over to Kelly, but it would just, no, because it's a fucking mess. You'll fuck it up. I know you will. And I don't want to yell at you in front of your sister.
Vinny Brand.
Oh, shit, Vinny Brand.
To accept, press one.
Vinny.
Hey, Robert.
Sorry, buddy. It's I was trying to mix the calls, and it got fucked up.
I figured as much.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up anyways. Vinny, where are you at this weekend?
I'm at the Stress Factory. And let me just say this. I know I get my balls bust because it's my club. But let me tell you something. There's there's something about that room that I think brings the best out of people. Like, I watched you this weekend. I'm like, this is it. This is where it belongs.
This is,
and
dude.
I love working my place.
Listen, so, I like working your club a lot, dude. The only show that is like a nightmare of all of them is the Saturday late show for some reason. I don't know why the drunkest animals in the world show up to that show.
Really?
They're all like great shows.
I love all the shows. Look, me and Norton were talking about this. It's one of my favorite clubs to play in the world.
That's the first club I ever played. It was Vinny's club.
It's a fucking great club. I mean, it's a lot of crazy stuff. I mean, there's crazy people. Sometimes it gets a little, but it's never too nuts. I mean, people are there to laugh, and they're there. If you're funny, they're there to have a fucking good time. I've never had the best sets of my, I mean, just the best sets of my life at the club. You know, do you use Dan Soder at the club?
I have not. I don't know him offhand.
Look at, dude. I'm telling you, Vinny.
You should use Monster Voice.
Listen to
Vinny.
Me, dude. This kid, I'm not joking, is one of the funniest motherfuckers coming up. You better get him now, because you can get him for cheap.
Dirt cheap. Dan's Discount Comedy.
I will absolutely, based on your recommendation, I will book the guy. If he's there, give him my number. Tell him to call me.
Yeah.
And let me just say this about my show, because I want your audience. Like, in other words, I think your audience
is your audience.
What you bring in.
Yeah.
That's a good group of people.
The great.
So,
yeah.
I want your people. If someone calls from this show,
for this podcast. I don't know, what should I give it, 2 for 1? If I wanted to have your podcast reaches out to people, so I want to give them something to make them say, yeah, I heard you, you know what, dude. So, I don't know.
I say you do this.
I want to know.
I say this, anybody listening, living in Jersey, wants to get tickets, go see Vinny this Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Call, give him the number, Vinny.
732-545-4242. And if Norton was here, he'd say, ha, ha.
Make sure you go, call up, support him this weekend. Call up, say you heard him on this show, and you can get two for one?
Yeah, 2 for 1.
2 for 1 tickets. He gave away, for my show, he gave away 2 free tickets. For his show, it's 2 for 1. But anyways, the...
I'm sorry. Wait,
Robert. No.
We did. Give them all away.
I'll give away 6 free tickets.
6 free tickets. Call right now.
Call now. Get your heard from the show. I will slam this weekend. I will tell you this. I'm happy. I did an hour last year. I wrote a new hour. I fucking love the new hour. I love it.
Yeah, listen, and, man. I'm going to say this. Vinny Brand is... he owns a club, but he's funny.
Yep.
There's no fucking way around it. I said it to somebody the other day before I was playing there. He's funny. He's not like the other club owners that are fucking around or being stupid. You actually kill it. So go see him. You'll have a fucking blast. And he owns the club, and he usually gives away free shit at the end of the show.
Yeah, but I always give away free shit. Always give away free shit. And Robert, I love having you. I hope your show goes. I want to know when that show goes.
Absolutely. I'll let you know.
Yeah, but I want to know. Good luck with that. I want to know when your wife gets pregnant. And I'm telling you something. You come down with your kid, I will put you on a trampoline. I will YouTube that shit. You will have 5 million hits.
Can I get
you
my...
You want a trampoline with your kids.
If you have me on a trampoline with my kids and fucking a fleshlight, I think we'll get millions of hits.
Hey, Vinny. Vinny, when did you end up having the baby after... I was like 3 days of like no kid coming out when I was there doing the show. Like, was it
you couldn't have brought this up 20 minutes ago?
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Wait, what did he just say?
I said, when did you actually have the baby... Like, last time I was down there, it was like 3 days of waiting for the baby to come out. Like, when did she finally come out?
Oh, she came out August 19th. And it was a really, really hard delivery. Like, I'll tell you something right now. I almost passed out during the delivery. And it's not a great moment when you hear a doctor yelling, check the blood pressure. And the nurse goes to your wife, and he's going, no, not her, him. And... But it was bad because I started thinking, like, people died during childbirth. I was really getting wigged out a little bit. But I ended up watching my daughter get born with a blood pressure cuff on my arm and oxygen on my face.
Jesus.
Which it wasn't my best moment.
Well, Vinny, it would have been sad, but also a little funny if you died during childbirth.
if what?
Oh, jeez.
I missed it. I couldn't hear him.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Listen, Vin, we're going to take off.
I'm sorry I didn't get in there tonight, and I really appreciate you calling. Let me call in.
Yep.
And I'm going to come in and sit in there one day now that I know what I missed.
Yeah, come on in next time, and make sure you check out Vinny this weekend at the Laugh Factory, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, headlining the shows.
Stress.
What's the number again? Give the number
stress
again.
Stress Factory.
I mean, the Stress Factory.
Stress Factory.
Not the Laugh Factory.
Oh, boy.
Stress Factory.
Whoops. Well, when you're on stage, it turns from the Stress Factory to the Laugh Factory. It's just a bunch of laughs.
Good save.
Thank you, Robert.
Stress Factory.
735 4242. Yeah, ha-ha. And Vinny_Brand on Twitter.
Yeah, make sure you hit them up. That's what you do. You get people to retweet that they heard you on the show, and you give them tickets.
Okay, see that. How does that work? Vinny_Brand, retweet Robert's show. I will give you free tickets. Follow me on Twitter. When Kurt Metzger comes in, I'll do a set after him so you get a good show that night, too. Oh. And
all right, buddy. You got to use his monster voice too soon.
He's good, Vinny.
What's that?
Monster voice is a good comic.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Vinny. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, thank you, man. Good night, guys.
Yeah, Vinny's a little hard of hearing. That's why. That's why he has he's kind of deaf. He has so that's why he's like what? It gets a little fucking monotonous. God. Welcome, Dan.
Now we hit the fourth quarter. Robert Kelly live. Call yeah,
now we're in. The, listen, we're in
we're
the fourth quarter.
We're still talking Yankees.
Yeah,
Derek
yeah,
Jeter.
Well, here's
is
the thing.
This his last season?
I'm not doing phones no more.
Yeah.
Fuck phones.
Yeah. Why?
You know what's funny is
when you
said Laugh Factory, I wasn't paying attention because I was thinking of the semantics behind fucking a fleshlight. I was like, how do you fucking
the semantics?
Is that a wrong word?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know what
the phones are off. People, don't call. Oh, no offense. God. There was one girl that wanted to talk dirty. But what, you want her? Is that how it whirls?
I'll bring up a picture.
Dan, will you fuck that live on the air?
No.
Will you try to fuck that?
No.
Why?
Because that's what? Why would I just? This is for personal enjoyment, Robert.
Are you gonna fuck it?
Probably.
Really?
Why don't you pull on over, son? I got a fake pussy in my hand.
Get off the phone, you fucking twat.
He's looking up directions to the flesh pussy.
What are you doing?
Fleshlight?
Seeing
flesh
if pussy? I got responses from being on the You Know Dude program.
You Know Dude program?
This has been a fucking weird show. This is what we learned from this show.
Okay.
No.
Fleshlights?
No. We do fleshlights.
No phones.
No phones.
Yeah.
Because phones got fucked up. Only when we're going to specifically talk to specific people. Are we going to do phones?
Yeah.
No more phones. Phones are off.
Okay.
It gets because I can't do it. I can't multitask.
It's a lot of annoying beeping, dude.
No, they're great to talk to the fans, but it's just, it's a lot.
The people, the beep of the phone.
Yeah, the beep was fucking annoying, right?
Ugh.
Fuck that. Yeah. So what's up, Danny boy?
Hey, buddy.
You haven't been on for a while.
I know. I miss you guys.
Yeah, look at you. Come back. We get gifts.
Yeah, fake pussies for everybody. It was interesting to watch you handle the phones. You were pulling your Fraser Crane, just talking to people.
This is Robert Kelly.
Hey,
please.
Baby, I feel the music. Now,
Dan, don't you come from a broadcasting background?
I do, Kurt.
Yeah.
I worked at KFMA in Tucson.
Oh.
Tucson's New Rock? And I worked at K-Rock.
All right.
And
up next, 311.
Hey, don't forget about the $10,000 giveaway Monday mornings.
We have we're gonna give one of these pussies fleshlights.
You're gonna give them away?
We're gonna give one away.
Okay.
We're gonna save one for Joe because he needs it.
List? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Joe's mouth actually.
It does.
Fucking Norwegian.
Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me?
You mad?
Dude, Joe, listen, Joe.
Oh, you're making them Joe's lips, pussy lips, have a tink.
Is DeRosa this is bigger than Joe's mouth?
How often is DeRosa here in the You Know What Dude studios?
I don't think he's been to the new one.
Oh, he has.
Has he been to the new one?
Who, DeRosa?
Yeah,
we did one the other last week for the book. He came in. We did one late night. We got the book coming out on the 16th. No, the 9th. I'm sorry. The book Cheat comes out on the 9th. And so me and we had Billy on to promote the book.
I'm really proud of your pro-cheating book, by the way.
You like it?
Because where you never see that. I wish you'd be on talk shows. Like,
yeah, are you guys going to
have Greg Behrendt's fucking book on?
I don't look, man.
You're right. It's the fucking just opposite
the
of that.
The anti-Greg Behrendt book.
It's
that's what I like.
It's the opposite of he's not that into you.
I don't know if it's the exact opposite, but it's like an anti.
It's fucking the exact opposite. Mm. Yeah, we're basically saying, look, we know you're a piece of shit. You know you're a piece of shit. She knows you're a piece of shit, but pretend you're not a piece of shit. So here's how to be a piece of shit and still not be a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know these dudes fuck up all the time? Is carrying on like another relationship. Like,
yeah.
What
well,
the
here,
fuck are you doing, dude?
Well, here's the thing is that you want to relive the first couple weeks of your relationship. You love your chick. You love being with her because you can be with her for hours. But the thing is that first, the passion...
Right. Why would you have two separate things going on that long where it's like a real girlfriend on the side? That's crazy.
Well, what happens? Well, it becomes the challenge of having a chick with a chick and maybe even another chick is it becomes the spinning the plates. It becomes the psychological shooting of angles that you have to do, and you have to use your brain so much to make, you know, this one feel this way and this one has to feel that way, and you know you gotta go between the two, and what did you say to that one, what'd you say to this one, what'd you say to that one. It's that kind of gets you off after a while. It's almost like a weird excitement that you get.
Oh, you like it?
Well, I mean, I've done it, and like, it's, you know, I've had a girl upstairs at the cellar, downstairs in the show, and out front having coffee.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do that? And you know, you're banging some fucking waitress at a club down the street. And how, the manipulation of that
because you got your bottom bitch. See, now she's the one. I mean, that's four people at once.
Well, here's the thing:
you
is
you have a libido, my friend.
It's not that. It's not that you're banging all of them, but you're seducing all of them.
I have seduction. Pushing the bubby.
You know what I'm saying? You can.
Yeah.
You can. One of the girls you have upstairs, you're talking to. She might be your girlfriend. And then the other girl downstairs is in the show. You met her once. You got her tickets to the show. You want to get a blowjob off her, not tonight, but in a few weeks. She's with all the friends. Then the chick out front is, you know, she's
the money chick.
Yeah, she knows she's banging other guys too, but she fucking, you know, you give it to her every once in a while, but she knows you have a girlfriend. She knows she's upstairs. Keep her mouth shut. But every time you walk by, she might fucking look at you sexy and graze your dick when you're sitting down. Just, I mean, that crazy fucked up life
that is
people live. But hey, look, this book doesn't deal with just that cheating. It deals with that's some rock star cheating shit.
That's
we're talking going to get a hand job. How do you do that? Where do you go do it? How, you know, getting a blow job, getting a hooker, even watching porn. How do you know there's sexting? You know, when you having chicks send you dirty photos. There's a million different ways to cheat. It all depends on what chick you have.
Right.
If your chick's going to come home and watch, your chick lets you bang other girls.
Right.
That's, a lot of guys don't have that situation, but you still have rules.
Yes, that's true.
And you, do you break them?
Not
on this show, you don't.
No, well, I haven't.
Before you fucking just open up.
I haven't. But here's what I do notice. What? A lot of girls that I talk to, like, they're immediately turned off if they know my girl's okay with it, and I just got to clear, like, they only want to do it
women.
If they're fucking...
Filthy buggers.
But my girl, defending them, said, well, they just, it's like a burden to have this extra person now involved, and that might be what they don't want to be around. But I thought it was like a vicious streak, like, I'm the main event, and blah, all that shit.
Well, some girls like to have an end in sight. So if you know, if they know that your girl's open for it, it's like, oh, how long is this
going to
go on?
I mostly only get that. I mean, I can't... I mean, a few times I just fucked, but I almost never get. It's always an end in sight thing. Yeah. Like I get
a lot of
like,
girls like that though. A lot of girls like that's why girls like married guys.
No, I just get girlfriends.
Girls love that because they. It's like you aren't gonna fucking bug me. You're not gonna fall in love with me. I'm gonna fuck you, and then it's done.
Yeah, where are those ones, man?
They're all over the fucking place.
They don't fuck me,
dude. You know how many girls come up? I when I had my wedding ring on.
Right.
You know, I don't give a shit.
But I think you
don't give a fuck.
I think you got a lot more than I ever did. I never did nothing.
I got
like
yeah,
that.
You're right. I got a lot more.
I think
more,
you got a lot more like just fuck me in the closet real quick before your show kind of girls.
I got a lot of chicks. I used to get blown in the stairwell of Boston Comedy
Club. That's fantastic.
I had my dick in a girl's mouth coming as they're going, Robert Kelly.
I fucked my ex. I don't know if you remember Delfino, but I banged her in the Boston in the over the toilet in there.
Yeah.
And I remember we were at Dunch. I don't want to say I said this, but I must. I'm like, how was it? I think I said to her, it was awful. I was bent over a toilet and Ben Morrison was doing his jokes on stage. This dude Ben, that was hilarious.
Ben Morrison. That's just the worst fuck ever.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any shit like that?
No, I don't think so.
You'd never tell either because you're fucking neutral Dan.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bobby, but I appreciate your stories. I was just laughing about when you're talking about your book, it was like the ShamWow of cheating. You're like, you got a girl that doesn't want to be there, boom, use the cheat book. You want to do this? Boom, use the cheat book.
That's funny you say that. We I wrote a short sketch for the book and we shot it at Simon & Schuster. Kelly was in it, actually. She was in the little sketch. Yeah. It's like a 30-second sketch. We have like three of them. Joe wrote a couple. I wrote a couple. We filmed them in front of a green screen, and one of them is like a ShamWow. You cheat? You know,
that's
funny.
Yeah.
You want to get the blowjob on the side? And then it just chick's head. I'm sitting reading like with Kelly, like she's my wife. And then a hot chick's head just pops up and turns
just
around.
Smiles.
And then I push it back down.
See? Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, this book... Awesome. This book is, it's going to cause some controversy, but it's funny, man. Everybody who read it said it was funny.
It is.
I thought it was really funny.
I'm pro, it's not even so much I'm so pro cheating. I'm just pro those kind of books that would piss off somebody. Because I mean.
You love pissing people off. I love
Kurt's
your
the
status
opposite
updates.
Of me.
Your updates
but
are
just I'm
like,
just
yeah.
like, I'm not even like, I didn't think I was doing anything wrong with that. Like. I didn't think I was making anybody mad. I thought it was just like fine to put shit like that. Yeah. But the cheating, because I was sick of you. Every fucking thing I watch, it's all like you know, these people complain about marriage is ending and like the family values are going away and all that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everything pushes marriage on everything. Like, I just watched that Seth MacFarlane movie with the teddy bear, where it's all filthy, and
yeah,
the
Ted.
End. Yeah, the end is he meets the right girl and settles down. Like, that's the fucking message of every fucking movie. And everything on TV is nothing but that, is that fucking settle down shit. So I like a nice, like, cheating book or something that, like, you know, no. is helping to destroy that. I really appreciate that.
Nice.
Look, dude, I like being married.
Yeah, but that's good. I'm just sick. I don't like having it pushed on me as a, not by even women, just like, it's like a nonstop thing. It's like, just you have to do this fucking thing where you can have kids and do it. Like, yeah. maybe I don't want to fucking do that, and I don't give a shit.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, don't get mad at me. Are you mad at me?
No, but no, not at all.
You're staring at me with those fucking beautiful eyes.
You're channeling Joe List.
Is that Joe List?
I don't know why you're being so fucking dishonest.
I'm not being dishonest at all.
You've never done fucking dirty shit. You're out of your mind.
I've cheated.
You fucked a MILF in my bathroom.
I cheated.
No, I'm not saying you I'm not telling you to write yourself.
I killed a person. God damn it, all right. I didn't know. I didn't know she was dead.
Kelly, have you cheated?
No.
Oh, God, fuck you. You're lying. Your sister, you've cheated.
No, you asked me this last
time. You never cheated mentally? You never rubbed one out to like somebody else?
Yeah. Christ says if you even have the desire, that's the same as cheating.
Kelly, let her answer. No. Let her answer.
That. No, I'll find other guys hot. But
Does that mean yes?
I don't know, maybe.
All right.
In my mind.
Right, in your mind. In your mind, you've cheated.
In my mind.
That's fucking cheating.
Yes. Jesus himself said that.
Is that fantasizing?
While you're diddling the fucking bean? How do you
not
say it?
Not
yeah.
even fantasize. Cheating in your heart's cheating.
Yeah, you're cheating in your soul when you
I like
do
your
that.
Soul. I like Kurt's finality. He's like, you've cheated. You've cheated.
I still remember all that Christian shit
just,
from when I was a
just
fucking
like
minister.
You're a savage
and
like
and first of all, Dan, I didn't ask you if you cheated. I asked you if you ever did fucking despicable shit in a hallway with a chick.
Yeah but I was trying to think. I've never been blown before a set. I'm two in my own
never.
Head.
Never.
No, I'm two in my own head. Maybe
never?
After a set.
Like right after
you have stains on your shirt and shit, and you go up with them.
You gotta still get a half a chubby, and it's thumping while you're on stage.
No, I'm sorry that hasn't happened to me. But it hasn't happened to me.
Yeah, little stains on the bottom of your shirt.
Yeah.
No,
never.
You never. You get blown. You get blown in the green room.
I got blown in the green room of the IFC Z-Rock premiere party, but I wasn't doing a show.
Really?
Who?
One of the cocktail waitresses?
You got a cocktail waitress on the job to suck your dick?
Yeah.
She was on
How'd you do that? Yeah. Really?
I was drunk. I don't know.
End of the night or beginning of the
end
night?
End of the night. Oh, she was drinking.
So she was almost done.
Yeah, it was a shit show.
Because that's a big difference. You get a chick working at the beginning of the night when she's trying to make money.
Hold on. 60. I just got a four top at 61.
Her
I got double sat.
Falling to shit.
I got double sat. Let me just suck you off real quick.
Yeah, that's.
By the bread fucking station.
Yes.
I'm going to suck your dick. There's an eight top coming in. They're here a little late.
Here's your water.
Yeah.
Here's your coffee.
Okay,
let me suck your dick.
I'm trying to think of position three. Had a lemonade or a Diet Coke? Pull your cock out. I'm going to suck it. Pull your dick out right now.
Kelly, tweet right now where people can listen.
You're listening to Bobby Kelly Live, New York Sports number one talk show.
Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. They want to listen to it or on the app, the Riotcast app on iPhone or iPad. And guys, retweet this to everybody.
I'm jealous Kurt gets to take his home. I'm not going to walk. I have a spot at the cellar. I'm not going to walk around like.
It looks like a cup. Nobody knows what that is.
Dude, put it in the bag.
Yeah,
don't you have a bag?
Lid. There's a lid, dude.
Dude, the fact that you won't bring that on stage and nobody knows what
you're
it is.
You're not an artist unless you bring a
you're
pussy
not a,
on stage.
You're not a fucking funny person.
Dude, oh, really?
That really looks like the Olympic.
Yes, really.
That looks like the Olympic torch.
I look like a serial killer if I bring a fake pussy on stage.
Don't keep the lid on. Nobody's going to know.
Does anyone know what this is?
Don't say that. Just take it on stage.
Just take it.
Put it on stage and do your act.
Just do that. Put it on
just
like
that.
Put some
and
money
that's
down.
And you don't think Artie's going to grab it when
he
comes back up?
No, he's not.
No, you grab it. Just put it on stage like that.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it.
Dude, it looks like a thermos. I would do that. If I had a spot, I would do that right now. I would put it on. Not mention it. Just put it on.
He's corporate Dan, dude.
Put some money down.
Corporate fucking Dan. I'm not paying him to be funny.
Yeah.
I don't like all of a sudden that. First, the guys
I wish
started
I could
attack me like, you gotta bring a fake pussy on stage or you're not funny.
Go
I would have brought, brought it.
Yes.
Set it up
that
like
is
this.
A funny thing to go and just set
and
that on the table.
Don't address it. Just leave with the fleshlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
If somebody
that's
does
it.
Know what it is,
don't say anything. You don't say anything.
Don't mention it.
Just
put it
on your and put it on your arm and leave.
You know?
I'm going to do it.
I wish I could
He's
do that right
do
now. If I had a spot, I would do it right
I would,
now.
I would love to have that on stage right now. I'd put my iPhone on top of it.
Yeah, dude. I would set it up like this and do my set and just
they would
leave
think
it.
They would think it's like a new like awkward iPhone stand. Like a fucking like from a Gizmodo.com.
And then just like leave with it under your arm, dude, after you get done. Oh, hilarious. God.
Hilarious.
Because some people are going to know what it is, and they're going to be dying.
And they're going to be dying. And gonna be, you're going to hear this. It's a fuck you, fuck it. And the girl's going to be like, what? It's a flashlight.
You just fuck it.
I swear to God, I think that's a flashlight.
How do you know about that?
Because I don't know. My friend asked.
How do you know about that?
My friend? No, listen.
No.
That's, I think
are you fucking a fake pussy? He's hearing us talk. No, he can hear us talk.
He's not even listening.
He's bombing.
Because
everyone notices that he is a fucking
either
male
he just won
dildo
a golden flashlight award, or he had a pussy.
And I'm like, what? What are you guys talking about?
Flashlight.
Flashlight.
I'm going to fuck this when I get home, dude.
I can't. I already jerked off. I'm bummed out.
I was
supposed
to go to my girl's house. I'm going to tell her.
I like your fucking, I'm mad because I can't fuck my fleshlight because I already fucked myself today.
I did a shower
and
session.
I can't.
Why do you have a limit on how many jerk offs you
he's
can
trying
do
to get
therapy?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
you
trying to get pregnant. I can't be
oh right,
I can't
I
be
you can't
this
be taking them hair pills neither. I would have to
what's
stop
that
taking my holding my shitty hair pills if I wanted to get somebody pregnant.
I don't take
yeah.
You take holding shitty hair pills.
What is it called again?
Propecia.
Yeah, well, I stopped taking those as soon as I jizzed out yellow.
I don't think that was from the propecia.
It was, dude, because I jizzed out yellow chunks.
Chunks?
Chunks?
Yeah, it looked like jello.
You think
that's
that
a kidney
was
stone.
Yeah, that's not from the propecia, dude.
That was. It's I not stopped taking
you
it.
You must have just ate something bad.
What, jello?
Yeah, if you're
no
just coming yellow chunks.
It was the propecia. I was taking that, and
oh
then I
God
cummed
I think
yellow chunks.
Just have warm butter inside of you.
He's just fucking cumming curdled butter.
I have corn on the cob.
Yeah.
You're not swallowing properly. Full food's coming out whole. Like
you can dip my, you can dip lobster in my jizz.
Warm up Bobby's jizz.
Mm. You fat Henry fuck.
Is the propecia, is that working?
I would be fucking bald, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'd have nothing. I'd have
damn
nothing.
Nah, man. I can't. See, here's the thing with these things. I've had them. You fucked them. And this is really convenient because the one I fucked was so big and cumbersome.
Yeah.
That you really can't. Mm.
This is like the travel size for the man on the goat.
Wait, they make them bigger? How much bigger would it be?
It's actually like a woman's torso, the replica of her
oh
torso.
Oh, right. No. This is
these, the yeah, these are actually good.
I
and
couldn't
I
travel
think
with this.
I think you.
You double. You accent.
Dude, I could not travel.
Do you double
I'm
it?
Telling you right now, I could not travel with this.
Do you double
could
it?
I could not do that.
Just sitting on the plane?
I don't. I have very
can
little
I get
shame. Very little shame, but I feel like if somebody took this out in the airport,
sir,
I would be like.
Sir, oh, is this your bag?
I'll
can
tell
I take
you
a look at this?
I'll tell you what they should do with these. They should put a Starbucks logo on them.
Genius.
Put a Starbucks logo
yes
on these, and all of a sudden, it's just your coffee to go.
But they don't know you're going into your office bathroom.
They don't know you're
fuck
going. Yeah, exactly. To fuck.
You're going to fuck. Hey, Rick, got to use the toilet? Nope. Going to fuck.
You drink coffee while you shit?
All the time.
I walk in with my thermos of coffee and my thermos of vagina.
Fucking.
nothing starts the day like a nice fucking.
Did you ever fuck the wrong thermos and have to go home for the day?
Your dick's in
swabs. Hot. That's just fucking terrible.
Mm. Oh, man.
The best part of waking up
is Joe's list. Mouth in a cup.
Hey, when is this done? I need a cigarette.
Yeah,
Joe list in my
gonna, yeah, you guys, we'll take a break right now. You guys, actually, we should probably end it. It's been an hour and 41 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little break right now and do some promos. And we're going to actually end the show. Well, not a break. We're gonna end the show. I'm a little tired. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to go to fucking boxing tomorrow. Ugh.
Boom.
Good for you.
Boom,
are you going?
Boom,
what are you doing tomorrow?
Columbus, Ohio.
How long are you
what are you doing in Columbus, Ohio?
Guinness, baby.
How long are you doing that for?
Till Saturday.
And then
I don't know why I'm talking like this. The golden force.
I wanted
vagina
to talk about Game of Thrones with you.
Fucking titties and swords, man. Why didn't you tell me earlier
about the show?
It's awesome. Game of Thrones ripping through it like a wet paper towel.
Game of Thrones. I watched the whole season.
How many seasons are there now?
Two.
Two.
Well, I've been looking for a new thing to watch,
dude.
Is it on Netflix or I just got to go on HBO?
Yeah,
HBO.
HBO, it's got all of them.
HBO. I don't think, I don't know if
Netflix. I downloaded it on iTunes.
Does it, you bought them?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm gonna watch that shit like four times.
What?
It's in the wank bank. It has titties on it.
I think it's on Netflix, dude.
I don't care about
not.
The tits.
Is it's
it?
Not?
I don't know. I just got Netflix.
I don't mix my fucking porno and my
swordplay?
Yeah. Those are two separate needs that don't.
Violence and pussy. I don't. Why am I talking like Luis Gomez? We should give one to Luis.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, his girl would never allow him to have a flesh.
Well, here's the thing. She's pregnant.
I'm coming.
Dude, you know, he's not, besides not being allowed to look at porno and supposedly can't smoke weed.
Oh.
I guess I got him in trouble because I asked for my bowl back at this fucking club we were at. And he just sit and explain to his girl for like.
You don't understand. When Kurt talks about bowls, he talks about cereal bowls.
Yeah.
We can't.
Because he loves cereal bowls.
Oh, Louis
he
is loves cereal.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. We
who's
can't,
this girl right? think she's with?
Yeah.
He goes, well, I look up to her.
Wait.
I'm like, you look up to her? She let you get her pregnant. Obviously, she doesn't know anything.
Dude, why can't he watch porn and jerk off while she's pregnant?
Because
it goes hand
he
in hand,
is it? Not being on. His girl has these dippy fucking.
You know, last week we were praying. We're all saying prayers that his kid comes up gay.
Yeah. We said an Our Father so are that you, little James comes out gay.
What's his name going to be? It's going to be
James.
James.
Yeah.
Skyler.
He's going to have a
Gomez.
List.
James Gomez.
Daddy.
Dad.
I don't want. Daddy, I don't want to watch
his
the fight.
His name's going to be Perez Gomez.
I want to cook with mommy.
He's going to be winning those black hair competitions.
But he's also going to have Lois's voice. But the
I,
gay
cut,
list?
I cut hair. Guess, I cut black women's hair.
Dad, guess what? I love dick, and I don't care who knows.
I made this black woman's hair look like a carousel last week. I'm the best black.
Have you ever seen a hair boss, Dad, on TLC?
It looked like a fucking Dr. Seuss head. I called it the green eggs in ham.
What do you think you were going to do to exposing me to MMA at that young of an age? Yeah. It was just sweaty men laying on top of each
That's
other.
I got my first youth.
I cut a black lady's hair upside down in a fish tank.
I made it.
And I made it into a birthday cake, and then I blew it out with my vagina.
I'll never be the fighter you want me to be, Dad. Why did you let me watch MMA from such a young age?
That's why you came in. I was licking your fleshlights.
I wanted to taste what I could never be.
I kept sitting on the handles of your fleshlights.
I used the handle.
What a taste I fit it'll never be.
Dad, I'm such a queen.
I fit the handle inside myself.
And I didn't even wince.
Call me. Wince.
Yeah. I didn't wince.
The thing I like to choke out is a man's dick, Dad.
Oh, I just like to get him in a Kimura.
Yeah, Lewis, if we gave him one of these, he'd fucking break it. He'd just squeeze it too tight and
like
mush it.
Above my cement.
I just supposed to Lenny.
I can't control my own power.
I'm supposed to fuck it till blood comes.
Yeah.
Wow, that got gross. Wow, that got gross
really quick.
Yeah, we
Kelly made it gross.
Sorry, I made it gross, you guys.
So yeah.
Are you stomping on me?
I would love for Lewis's kid just to be a smoker.
Yeah.
Just a power bottom.
Hi, Dad.
A sloppy bottom.
Mm. Are you James? Are you telling me you have sex with men, Dad? You don't get it. I don't even have sex with them. They have sex with me.
he's presenting.
I wiggle my butt at them, and then they give it to me.
Like the dog. Oh,
that made me so happy. You're going to the gym now. I
will go do some reps. I love going to the gym. That's the problem.
They shut steam rooms down because of me, Dad.
All I want to do is go to the gym, Dad.
My nickname at the gym is Patient Zero. Because absolutely anything goes.
One guy gets off when I lick the seats in the steam room.
They said I have a thing called Hep G.
Hep G?
I don't know.
I really wish Lewis was here to take this.
Ah, this motherfucker.
Because he would be staring at me.
Last week he was when we said an Our Father, we all prayed.
Yeah. We all prayed
with
our
hands
Father.
And prayed for it.
Go out in heaven, like, hallowed be thy name.
And his eyes were like going darting from person to person.
Oh, the Lewis eye dart.
Yeah. Dude, it literally, when he gets in that mode, it is like being around a Rottweiler that doesn't have an owner or a leash on it. You're just like looking around, you're like, why is this thing loose? You're just like nervous. Oh, wow. Like you come around the corner and you're startled. You're like,
it was great.
Just see his kid. You can hear his kid walking home because he has high heels on.
He's wearing tap shoes.
Dad, I forgot my keys. He's knocking on the first floor window because Lewis is still in the same apartment.
Dad, are you in there with your flashlight?
FYI, Dad, I stuck it in my asshole and made it turducken. his girl said that.
She has someone to stick the fleshlight in her like pussy turducken.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious.
That's the funniest thing I've ever
pussy turducken.
She's like, do you want to make me into a pussy turducken?
Wow.
Oh, shit. All right, man. We're going to wrap this up.
Oh, that was
Game
just...
of Thrones. We'll talk about it next time, dude. We'll save it next time.
I'll be caught up by the time I see you next.
It's so good.
It's fucking amazing. It's
fucking Lannisters.
Oh, I'm a Stark
Always
guy.
Always pay their debts.
I'm a Stark guy.
You're a Stark guy?
I'm the corporate Dan. I like the guy that goes right down the middle.
Good morning, Bugle.
The golden false vagina.
Please just walk on stage with me. I just want to take a photo of you. Just put it on the piano. Walk on. Put it on the piano. And that's it. Don't mention it. Don't talk about it.
You got to wait like an hour and a half.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, whatever. That won't happen. All right, Soda, man. Thanks for coming by.
Good seeing you guys.
Yeah, it's good seeing you too, man. Monster Thanks, Voice. Buddy. Where are you going to be, buddy?
I'm going to be in Columbus doing Guinness. And then I'm going to be, hey, if you live in the Seattle area, I'm going to be headlining the Kirkland's Laughs November 1st through the 3rd.
I heard that's a good club.
I'm very excited. I like the owner.
Awesome.
Fun.
What's his name?
Dave.
I like Seattle, too.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Seattle. I just went there for the first time for a bumper shoot, and I'm excited to go back.
Yeah, you are a fucking festival type of comic.
Festival year.
Yeah, you are that guy.
Hey, did you guys enjoy the band? You guys ready for some comedy?
Yeah, you... Kurt, where are you going to be?
I got nothing coming up. Oh, well, October 19th, I'm going to be at some fucking theater. And I don't know, just go on my Facebook. I'll post where I am. I don't remember off the top of my
head. One of the funniest Facebooks out there.
Yeah, dude, it's great. I love it.
What's the name?
I'm changing it to just pictures of cupcakes I'm going to eat and shit. That's going to be my
What's the name of your Facebook?
Just Kurt Metzger. Just find me
you
on gotta
Facebook. You got to check him out, man. He's one of my favorite guys.
Dude,
You're so angry. I love it.
I read it to, like, Vecchione and I read it to each other. Vecchione will be like, did you see what fucking Kurt wrote?
What is so controversial about
it's funny. Right. We're laughing about it.
I'm really paranoid because people are like, man, you really put that thing.
No.
I'm like, what?
It's always fucking funny.
You're giving us something for free.
It's always
awesome.
Right?
That's
funny.
How I try to look at it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Only 1 in 8 of them are kind of good. The rest are really just yellings.
I just like people yelling.
And what's funny is I can see Kurt's fucking crazy eyes when he's typing, like the way
but
I read it.
Can you see me on the toilet shitting as I'm writing it?
No.
Can you see that? Let me put that in your head right now.
See it now.
Can you see me with a fleshlight?
Now I am.
Can you see me with myself buried in a fleshlight?
Turduckening it?
I can't believe I told that whole story about my wife's mother being in bed with us, and I forgot to tell you that she's dead.
The best part of a ghost story is
I told this whole story. Like, I woke up, and my wife's mother was in the bed holding my wife.
Like, the ghost.
And she got mad at me, and they're like, why? They're all like flipping. I'm like, yeah. I forgot to tell them she's dead. Like, it was a ghost.
If it's a ghost, that's less weird than the story that you told. My mom, my girl, and her mom, Spoon. Okay.
They're
they don't want me to bother them.
She came in the middle of the night. She has spare keys. She just comes in.
Super close.
It's totally cool.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
It's totally cool, man.
I was going to talk about it. I got a nice hate mail from somebody just told me I'm a piece of shit.
Who?
Hates me on my
show.
Tell
me what their name is and where their kids go to school. I'll sort it out.
No, we actually, it's fine.
She'll suck off their kids.
Hey.
You want the little boy penis?
You know how much, fucking awesome it would be if Kelly was a whore?
Just a
awesome it would be if she was just fucking, if she, like, she had some fucking dude with her right now with, like, a cut-off shirt and just fucking
cut off shirt.
Yeah,
just a meth addict.
Yeah, she just pokes head in
every week. It's different. One day when she's sucking a yuppie's dick,
babe.
His little asshole to me. He's like, babe,
is your radio show done?
The car's going. The car got the car running outside. I'm double parked. Hurry up.
Be awesome.
She kissed. They fucking overly tongue kiss while she's smoking and chewing gum.
Oh, that made me so happy. But she's not. She's a fucking.
What do you want?
She's another girl with hopes and dreams.
Hopes and dreams.
Looking for somebody special. And she'll find him someday, and he'll say, you can't do the podcast anymore. And you'll go, okay, as long as you pay my rent. As long as you pay my rent.
I never wanted to do it. Bobby, you just need to make me set stuff up, but you have a place where I can eat food?
I did it.
And bathe? You've taken me out of the wilderness? It's more debt to you.
I miss that voice. Hey, you know what, Bobby?
Yes, ma'am.
I actually have a proper show that I got booked on to promote.
Nice. I'm very happy.
For the New York Comedy Festival. Whoa. They have a show.
You're, that's good. You're on the New York Comedy. I'm not, but you are. Go ahead. It's a fucking good festival.
Eight foreign comedians. Yeah. Yes. One bombs. One goes home. The INS show.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
You ever notice how people, they are so different?
You right. Better not. I'm not going home.
Manuel, you advance. Kelly's like,
and then I was walking through the mall, and then I looked up at the mall, and then I realized there was tiles on the floor, and then I looked down at the tiles.
That's what they play, the shipping out boat.
I miss that shipping out boat. I miss that sound, Dan.
Oh, shit.
Nah, but it's a proper show for you. New York Comedy Festival at the Stand.
They're
doing.
Club.
They are actually Great doing club. An all Australian showcase from the 4th. From the 4th to the 7th. And my best friend in the world, Nick Cody, is going to be on it. He's coming down from Australia.
All right, go check out Kelly. Make sure you support her. If you guys listen to the show, you live in New York, go down to that show.
What about you, Bobby? What do you got?
We got that book coming out on the 9th.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the book launch? I've got the details here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the official book book release party hosted by Robert Kelly and Joe DeRosa, with stand-up by Colin Quinn, Rich Voss, and Keith Robinson.
Slow down.
Oh, I wanted a voice, but that's okay. Tuesday, October 16th. There's two shows, 7 and 9:30 p.m. That's two shows. Tickets are only $15. So go to thelaughbutton.com/cheat for tickets.
Yeah, big show. The book comes out on the 9th. We'll be doing O&A on the 8th, me and Joe. Billy will be calling in. Book comes out on the 9th. Pre-order now on Amazon, on iTunes. We need to sell fucking copies. It's I think it's $10. Buy 5 copies.
It's funny.
It's a great really funny. Fucking gift for Christmas. Hilarious. And we have a big party on the 16th. That's what Kelly was just talking about. We're going to be doing comedy. Colin's going to be there. Keith Robinson and Rich Voss, who are all in the book, have their cheat stories in the book. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing stand-up. We're also going to be showing the movie at that show.
And
there's two shows, mm-hmm. and we're going to be selling the book and signing the book.
Yeah, and doing a Q&A.
Doing a Q&A. It's going to be a fucking crazy, awesome. Crazy night.
DeRosa's dick's already getting hard thinking about him doing a Q&A.
Well, you see.
He's going to take his glasses off.
Well, you see, when we were writing the book, I said, Bobby, we need a chapter that divulges... more information.
The glasses around the V-neck.
Yeah, just puts it on, clips his glasses.
I love DeRosa.
Bobby.
He forgets to take his bike helmet off.
Joe cannot wait to be like old Jerry Lewis, like sucking on a
inside the
lozenge
studio,
and
Joe
crossing DeRosa. His legs.
Joe wants out of comedy. He wants out of this business. He wants to be he wants acting. He wants to be taken serious. He doesn't want to deal with fucking all this ball busting shit.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
I talked to him for an hour on the phone last week. He's a good man.
He's a good man. All right, so we're fucking wrapping this up. Thanks again for everybody. Kelly's sister, thanks for coming in, sweetie.
It's nice to meet you.
What do you think about Dan?
I don't know. I've only known him for 15 minutes.
Would you?
Yeah. He's funny.
Would you?
Yeah.
No,
if you weren't with
no,
anybody,
hide outside.
Kelly told her to say that.
She's like, whatever you do, go in there and say you don't like him.
Linda, thank you for taking photos and video. You're the best.
I love you, Linda.
We're gonna be doing some tech talk, and we'll be back maybe live in 3 weeks. Next week is Billy Burr. We did that one last week. We got Joe DeRosa coming up the week after that. Me and Joe got back together and did a little one-on-one with me and him.
Played the hits.
Like the good old days.
Yeah, he really went through the catalog.
And then and the book comes out. Make sure you buy the book. You want to see all my stuff? Brand new website, robertkellylive.com. Brand new, sexy, hot, sweet new website.
Boom.
Go check it out right now. You guys are the best. Thank you for supporting us. Thanks for listening to the show.
Game of Thrones is amazing.
All right. I got to smoke.
Yeah. All right. I got to pee, dude.
Riotcast.com. YKWD.
Thanks to the fleshlights.
Yeah.
Mike Cannon.
Pussy.
Thank you.
Pussy.
I am Mike Cannon. Fleshlight.
Mike Cannon and fleshlight.
Yes. Bye. You know what? You stink. You know what?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop